what?
Hallelujah. 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 What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Sunday service here on DoubleToaster.com. Boy, I was firing all gears before I even got in here, before the show even started. Carlos, man, because he got that beard, and I call his ass Serpico. I meant that as a compliment, man. Why you mad about that? You're not going to say something about that shit on your face? Why you even acting like you going to walk in here and nothing's going to be said?
That boy can grow a beard in 18 hours.
I know. Looking like somebody's nutsack up in here. I am Pastor Corey Coleman. How y'all doing? Praise the Lord. Over here, I got Mark Thomas. How you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Yes. Amen. So, amen. Oh, it's going to be good today. He was mad. I came in happy. I came in smiling. Yeah, took that smile off real quick.
What smiling is still? You gotta ask before you smile.
Martin asked for water. I said, give me goddamn water. Are you bitching today? I was like, yes. And I'm passing the statements on to you.
He's mad because you're hot.
What's that?
I said, you're mad because you're hot.
I already got Martin prepared. I already know Martin going to say something, because Martin, see, when Martin don't understand a certain thing that's going on, or he's ready to attack it. He ain't up on things. I know
he was going to talk.
I already got the picture up. I was like, you know, because accessorizing with denim with leather is a thing, and I knew Martin's gonna look at it and be like, hey man, what you doing with two jackets on? You cold? I was like, yeah, I already got you beat, Negro. I said, let me bring up examples of this shit so he can see it, let him know I'm not just confused. I'm not the only one doing it. Don't say, because what will happen is he'll say something about this, and then I'll say something about what he's wearing, and he'll be like, oh, what you say? What you trying to say? And I'll be like, man, see, I didn't start shit. I didn't say nothing.
Everybody knows I don't do that.
Everybody knows you do. Yeah, that is. Oh, that's all you got? Oh, good. That's what you got? And I was like, man, I'm trying to be peaceful today. I ain't said nothing about what you said. That's why I brought this picture up. I was like, Martin, it is a thing. People do it. It's happening. It's stylish. And just walk away because you don't understand it. That's all you got to do.
No, Corey, I get it.
Okay,
and it is stylish.
Okay, so what's coming
when
up?
When you're walking around outside.
Yeah.
But you're inside. You could take one of those coats off, boy.
Actually, I'm feeling comfortable right now. I'm feeling real good. Shit, I'm happy, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody can't be dressed in that casual going fishing since you're gone already.
Oh, see? Why you gotta see? That's all you want.
Actually,
oh, damn it, you were right. I did do that.
Look, I know you were playing, but that shit was funny. Oh, boy, y'all put me in a good mood. I was bitchy. And then you walked into my life. How you doing, man? Good. It's going to get better. Don't worry about it. Thank you, sir. It's good. See, man, I'm happy, man.
I know.
I'm happy. Look at me. I'm all smiles today. How's everybody doing? Unless y'all fuck it up. So let's get on a good note here. Let's keep it going. I'm ready to talk about this dog. I went to go see this dog today.
Did he find his way home?
He found his way home, but not before he took us on a long-ass trip with him. We're going to talk about dog's way home.
Worst
see if he found
dog
it.
Ever.
Martin, somebody sent an interesting email today.
Did they? Finally.
Yeah, I know. What's your favorite? Even Marcus. Marcus, I ain't going to mess with you, man, but Marcus sent us an email. Marcus watched this show every night. We got a guy named Marcus, one of our favorite people out there. Marcus, I see him every day on these shows, and he asked us a question that we don't answer 100 times already. I already got my answer prepared for it, and I bet you do too.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask it anyway.
Sure. Might as well.
Might as well.
Why not?
I'm gonna ask it.
A refresher.
I'm gonna ask it for Martin. I'm gonna put the email up and watch Martin.
You can probably answer it for me.
I can.
Okay.
You know what? We will even get out the way early.
Yeah.
Before we, you know, we're not, because you know emails. I know you want to knock these emails out and get them out the way. We'll knock one out early, and we already got an answer for it, so we can get that out. I'll answer for you.
Okay.
And I'm not even lying. I do have your answer. Your answer came up before mine.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. No. I know you, man. I got you. Don't worry about it. This email though is pretty cool. It's by Drew Gears. And Drew Gears asked, who do you think, in his words, he said, who do you think fucked up the most in 2018?
Ooh.
And he put down a long list of people. I don't even think he covered everything, but there's a long list of people on there. I thought it might be interesting to go down that list.
Okay.
And decide who fucked up the most out of 2018. If they even did mess up at all.
Okay.
Interesting topics to be had right there. Also, got the box office today.
Mm-hmm.
Got some emails. Like I said, we'll knock one out early. Got a few people up here. Jeremiah, how you doing?
Hello. Return
of Jeremiah. Jeremiah staying at the house for a little while. He's been good. We finally have a guest that came in and got my wife's seal of approval. Now, you stayed there, and she actually said, he's nice.
You know, she said that?
She said that, man.
Man, what did you do?
I bought her some free shit this week. All you got to do is feed her, man. Feed her, and she'll be happy. Give her some. Feed her and don't have her pay for it. Then she'll be happy. Oh, he cool. Yeah. To the day where, like, he puts the ticket to you, and you're like, that motherfucker, he's got to go. Get him out of here. Oh. Jake even in town. Jake back there with that mustache on. I went, yeah, Jake. I'll bring in Jake to talk about the dog after we're done.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, these people coming to town thinking, I'm going to be part of the show. No. No, you'll be done. You'll be on, we say you won. After we're done. I'm part of the program.
Did y'all sit next to each other at least?
Oh, yeah.
In the theater?
Yeah, no, we did. We did. I made sure to take up some plenty of space, too. Like, he was sitting, because, you know, I like to have that space between me, not because it's not like, oh, I don't want people to think we're gay. You know, I don't care about that.
You're no homo.
You know. Yeah, and give me my no homo room over here. But, nah, man, because I like to stretch out. You know, if the theater's empty, because ain't nobody went to go see this goddamn dog this morning, you know, except me and Jake. Jake and the Dumb Man. Yeah. You're in that show called Jake and the Fat Man?
Yes.
Be mad as hell. They call me the Fat Man.
I know. I always think about that. Him going to audition for a TV show, and his wife going, he's like, honey, I got the part. Really? Which one are you? I'm called the Fat Man. Why did you take that? You're such a loser.
Oh, you come in to audition, and they ask you, like, so what part are you trying out for? You're like, come on, don't do this. Do I have to say it? I mean, we already know.
You want the part, you got to say it.
The Fat Man. Huh? The Fat Man, God damn it. You know who I'm trying out for. Shit, my name ain't Jake.
Or maybe they call him up. They say, like, oh, we got the perfect role for you. Yeah, I'm back on TV. What's my character's name? Oh, man, that's not important.
Yeah. Just come on in.
You're the co-lead. That's all you need to worry
about. You're a very robust guy. Big personality. That's me. You pick up lunch, I'll be there. Nah, man. What was I even talking about? Yeah, we went to go see this movie, and he sat next to me. I don't mind if you sit next to him, but I'm gonna stretch out. So there was nobody around, nobody in front of us, so my legs were spread out wide. I just draped that motherfucker. I gave him a lap dance.
You unzip your pants and untuck your shirt.
I was waiting. He didn't do anything with it. I'm not gonna force it, you know. He can't read any messages. I'm not gonna. You know, I don't have to explain to you, man. You're a smart guy, Jake. When you see my dick hanging out in the theater, what do you think, man?
Yeah, I guess it's not harassment if he makes the first move.
Exactly, man. Yeah, I pulled out the bait. Wiggled a little bit. He didn't bite. Also, just talk about something just in case some people are tuning in and they're just like, why don't they get on with the show? Well, it's that bullshit. You know what I mean?
It's been 17 seconds. When's this show gonna start?
First of all, I can understand if it's one of the movie shows, which we're gonna still do. We do. But what are y'all? What part of the show are you looking for here? Like, what section do you count as the real official starting point? Because I think this is it right here.
Me too.
But apparently, some people on Reddit, not all, but some people on Reddit. By the way, y'all spreading the truth on Reddit. Y'all making shit up and just putting it out there. I got to talk to Reddit too.
Now, have you gone on there yourself to see?
Oh, hell no.
Because we're going by Jake's testimony. And nothing against Jake, but it could be two people.
And that is true, because Jake even said, I think Jake even came back and said, well, you know, the rest of Reddit is mad. And I'm like, why are they mad? Because there's only a couple of people really saying those things.
I thought about this on my way home from your place last night after talking to him. I was like, I wonder how many people have actually been saying these things.
Oh, Jake will exaggerate some shit, boy. You got to be careful. Jake
he learned for the best.
He sure did. But now he just needs to learn how to make money from it. There's a difference between a job and just flat out lying. Just spreading rumors and shit. But no, I do want to talk to Reddit. Again, now this is coming from the mouth of babes back there, so I don't know. But Jake said that Reddit is a little irritated. The people on Reddit are a little irritated that we don't give them as much attention like Facebook or some of the other platforms. And that's fine. First of all, again, coming from Jake, the double toasted page or forum on Reddit is started by a guy, if I'm got Jake correct, started by a guy named X Double Toasted Fan.
Oh.
So yeah. Somebody just,
that's already not promising.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody, it makes me feel like somebody just made that just as a place to talk shit.
Right.
Just to and spread rumors and make up things. So I don't mind going in and talking to Reddit. I didn't know we had it on Reddit like that. I think it worked against the person, because I think people actually did start kind of taking it seriously and start just using that as sort of an official DT Reddit page.
Oh, okay. Because if that's the case, I'll go on there.
I'll go on there, too. Maybe we should just start a real one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we, you know.
Oh, what an idea.
Yeah, maybe we should take it away from the guy that doesn't like us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then actually make something. Because I don't mind doing it. I don't mind doing it. I know people on Reddit can get kind of crazy. But
we should put Sammy on that.
Yeah.
Social media, that's his hub.
That's everybody. That's not his anymore. Okay. No, that's spread out to certain people who, like, his is Instagram now.
Ah.
So, gotcha. Yeah, the other people got Facebook and so another guy got Twitter.
So now we need a Reddit guy.
Actually, you kind of do. Either you hire somebody full-time to do social media or you get, like, in my opinion, and I've seen it work this way, and I've seen results better from it. You designate a person for that platform.
Okay.
And trust me on this; it does work better.
I trust
that way.
You on everything.
That's a lie, but I'll believe that. All right.
When it comes to the business, I trust you on everything. How about that?
I wouldn't do that for you. I'm just being honest. I'm, as a friend, I'm telling you, man.
Okay. Duly noted.
Don't do that. Corey Coleman, man. I heard already he'll just take advantage of you, man, lead you wrong. He's a shitty businessman. I heard that on Reddit, man. Nah, we'll probably start something on Reddit. I didn't know at all. So if anybody's feeling unloved on Reddit, I'll gladly go in there and start something and make it official, and we'll pay attention to you guys. And so, yeah, we'll see how that works out. How are you doing, man?
Doing fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Not bad at all.
Are you sure you got that high voice? When you... How was that? Meanwhile, dog is like, I heard him. Shit, I don't know what...
You better check on him.
Don't know what you're missing. Yeah, I heard him well.
It was fun hanging with you guys for that little bit last night. I was just so tired.
No, it was already late.
I still haven't had enough sleep.
Yeah, it was already late, man. Yeah. It was already late. People were already tipsy. It's fun drinking with Chris Herman.
Chris, so has Chris Herman just moved in?
Well, every Saturday we do Twitch.
Okay.
And because really Twitch is really helping us out to make something of our channel there. So, I just brought Chris in to just do – we just kind of made it official. Now we're just doing, you know, video game things on Twitch itself. We'll probably be even starting a video game show on there, which we were influenced to do by Twitch.
Right.
By Twitch rep. By the way, we will be in San Antonio. At least I'll be in San Antonio this Friday. Our Twitch rep is there, and I'm going to go meet her. She asked us to come down there for PAX South.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to go there and have dinner.
I know things.
You do, man. Look at that. Yeah, daddy cool. My daddy hip. How'd you know that?
I know. Yeah, no, I've seen some stuff about PAX for years.
Yeah,
it was actually a cartoon that introduced me to the whole thing.
Penny Arcade.
That was it.
Yeah, Penny Arcade Expo is what it stands for. Yeah. So we're going to go there on Friday, have dinner with our Twitch rep. And if anybody wants – look, it's not a big meet and greet or anything. Somebody wants to come by and have a drink or something, or sit down and have a coffee or something.
More like buy some drinks. Somebody wants to come by and buy some drinks.
You know, boy, that trip to San Antonio sure making me thirsty. If anybody wants to help me hydrate a little bit.
I would stay and hang out, but but you don't have a drink in front of me.
Oh, I would hang out a little bit more, but you're out of cash, I see. Good day. No, I'm going to go there and hang out. So Chris and I are starting, by Twitch's advice, start a sort of video game program over there, which we're plan on doing every Saturday unless something comes up and says we can't. But, yeah, he's just there every Saturday, and we have some drinks and hang out. Listen, I'd rather be at home making money and spending money on Saturday night.
Hell yeah.
And
you got plenty of alcohol.
I do, man.
There's no reason for you to go out and buy more.
Nah, man. We'll put on some music and hang out.
Play bar prices.
It's so funny with Chris. Chris immediately comes in, goes to that bar, and has a couple of drinks. You leave him for about 15 minutes, he's already drunk.
I just went to the bathroom. What happened?
Yeah. Nah, yesterday we had a weird experience at a restaurant. And I told Chris about it. And, so we started our stream a little bit late. And he came upstairs, and it's funny when Chris he gets a little tipsy, he starts whispering.
Oh yeah,
he does, yeah. You ever seen drunk people do that? Well, they just whisper, "Hey, you all right?" Because he came upstairs like, "Hey, everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah. I just heard you had a bad experience. I just want to make sure everything's all right. You okay?" I was like, "Huh?" I can't hear you. I had a shitty night at a restaurant. What did you say? Yeah, man.
Maybe that's a thing from the age group he's in. Because I work with a guy about the same age.
Really? Does that?
Yeah. Not when he's drinking, because we'll be at work. But he'll just start a conversation and be like, "Yeah, no, some of this stuff over here, man, I'm just kind of..." I know he's trying to be casual, but I'm always like, "Huh? What?"
See, you know I'm laughing because you made it look just like what you said. You made the way your demeanor was when you did it, made it seem like you coming over trying to be too cool.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay to be cool, but brother, you got to speak up. Yeah. Shit, is it too cool to talk?
Right.
Yeah, man. How do you do, man?
You know, some of the people around here, they just want to... Yeah, we should probably get to work on this other thing. I'm like, what now?
Goddamn black boomhound over here. Brother.
Yeah, I was like, I know you're trying to be casual, but enunciate. Raise the volume a little bit.
Shit, Negro falling asleep and shit. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Get your ass.
Yeah, I'm still here. Nah. It's cool, Chris, because it looks like, looks like he's really concerned.
Yeah.
It looks like he's concerned, but that shit, it just it makes me feel like we're doing something wrong. Because at the end of the night, he's like, I just thought I'd stick around and talk about this thing a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? This thing, and I'm like, what are we
trying to keep this hidden from somebody?
Yeah, because it was Jeremiah and Jake were in the room, and he came up, and I think Jeremiah thought we were actually about to go fuck each other, because he came up with a drink. I just want to make sure, you can talk about doing this thing, but I'm still gonna do this thing, man. I just want to make sure that we do it right. I was like, and Jeremiah was there just looking like, okay, should we leave the room?
I want to talk about this, but I don't want these motherfuckers to know what we're doing.
Yeah, Jeremiah, am I going to get invited? And the funny thing about it, man, the whole time, that's why I love Jake. Jake just back there did not sit his ass down once. Just dancing. Turns out that Chris gave him a couple of sips of the bourbon.
Oh.
And my man, he's a good kid.
Right.
So he doesn't drink a whole lot of anything.
No, not
so.
A drop.
And because I was wondering what was going on, because the whole time it was weird. Between Chris just being kind of creepy and Jeremiah just stood up there just staring the whole time, not saying a word, and this boy back here, because the whole time Chris was, "Hey man, we're gonna do this," and Jeremiah just staring, Jake just back there, just moving his hips, and I'm serious, that motherfucker was twirling. I said, I don't know what he's doing, but I'm not going to encourage this shit, so I just ignored his ass. But it was we got about 45 minutes into it. His ass was just back there doing it. Like, he was on Soul Train or some shit. In front of the fireplace, just dancing. I was like, what? Hey, did you notice this?
Cabbage patching.
Yeah. And it got to the end of the day. It really got when when Chris got ready to leave, I finally just looked at I looked at Jake and I said, "Man, sit your ass down." I said, "What is going on with you?" I just got energy, man.
And I was just two sips of bourbon. Huh?
Well, I think he had about 10, but
okay.
But I don't know, because the day we drive, he told me, he was like, because I went to get him to go to this movie, and he says, "Man, I don't remember a thing last night." And I said, "You don't remember your ass switching and twitching your ass in front of me?" He's like, "I don't remember a fucking thing." I was like, "Yeah." It's like, "Did you?" I said, "You didn't drink?" He's like, "Well, I had a few sips from Chris Herman's glass." And I was like, "Oh." And he's back there hungover and shit. I knocked on the door, and I was like, "Hey, man, let's go to this movie." He's like,
"We hate shit. The daytime."
Jeremiah, you didn't go to?
No, he said, "Fuck that dog." No, him and Sammy went out to go get lunch.
Oh, okay.
Now have a good lunch? Oh, yeah, very good. Nice. Where'd y'all go? No, it's nice that you take Sammy out, man. Was it good?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Very good. Yeah. I know it was good for Sammy. Sammy said, "I didn't pay for it." It's delicious.
He did. He was very nice.
Did he? Oh, now he put me on a guilt trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, there you go, talking shit.
Mm-hmm. Haymaker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, I don't feel too bad. I ain't Sammy. I'm taking everything he give me. No, I appreciate everything you've done for me, man. No, I've been very appreciative. Yesterday he got us dinner, and I didn't even expect it. I was going to buy him something. So.
Oh, is that the one where they were late and burned the food?
Man, I don't... First of all, before I even get into this, let me get on and introduce these people here. Let me talk to these folks over here. Let me go ahead and welcome. I'm going to warn y'all in case y'all get to Austin. Let me welcome the one, the only, the Chat-a-Tat-Tat. How y'all doing today? Good to see you. Good to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. I see we have some of our regulars here. Oh, and Replica, we're going to go see Replica next week, man. I got to get this out the way. Yeah, I want to see this so bad.
It might not be in the theater next week.
Oh, I've already put in my request. I put in my reservation. Just keep it till Tuesday. I might go see it tomorrow. Oh, look at this. Superman Saving Lois from R. Kelly. Who put that in there? Gene. Hey, there go Carlos. Carlos, what's up, man? Carlos, you ever saw that case, man? Hey, you look good, man, with that beard. In fact, I think that's how we first met Carlos. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, you had a beard when we first met you, right? Yeah, you look good, man. You look good. Oh, there goes. Oh, Jake has made an appearance. Not that Jake back there, but the fat man himself.
Oh, there he is.
Y'all, I was wondering if y'all going to find that, man. Jesus, he was fat.
Yeah,
I like the way they gave him a wide angle lens to emphasize that.
Yeah, they accentuated his girth right there.
Jesus, that motherfucker's the kingpin. Look at him, man. Look, I knew this dude. I didn't know him personally, but I knew the actor because you see him in interviews. He wasn't that fat.
Yeah, William Conrad. He was played Cannon, and yeah, he was always a portly guy, but he's actually fairly short. But that makes him look huge.
Yeah, yeah, man. They were fucking with him. He was not that big. It's almost like they made him wear a fat suit just to emphasize that shit. Shit, that's some Eddie Murphy clump shit going on right there, man.
But then when you look at the size of his head, I don't know.
No, look, he was fat. Ain't no way around it, all right? I'm going for the part of Jake. Bullshit. Come on, man. Really? Nah, man. He was big, but God, he wasn't that big. And I want to thank some people who came in from Twitch. This is why we do this, so we can kind of cross-promote with things and welcome people to different things we do. Ray DJ says, "Hey, Corey, I'm from Twitch." Well, good to see you, man. Thank you. Thank you. There he is right there. Ray DJ right there. Thank you, man. Appreciate you being here. Glad to have you all here. And let me go ahead and get this other thing out the way right here. Let me see what we got. Oh, there we go, people. Because you know something? We wild all weekend. You probably like Jake out there just dancing, sinning, fornicating, drinking.
Was Jake doing all that?
Jake did all that, man. Jake, why? And this morning talking about, "I did all that." Yeah, yeah, you did it. All that. Then went to go see that dog. So, if you like Jake, Like I said, man, now Sunday's almost over. You can squeeze in just a little bit more. Let's go ahead and get you here in the church. We'll get you in the studio one day, but we can just get you in the church. We'd be happy. And all you got to do is pop open the keyboard and type in for me, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. If you want to be a part of the church today, as you should be, in that email, put your phone number, put your Skype contact in there. Anything else you think we might need to get a hold of you, send it over. And amen, hallelujah. Up in your home, bringing the spirit to you, the only pastors in the world do the house calls. On Instagram, type in double_toasted. I'm going to change that one day right there. On Twitter, it's back to the old simple double toasted. On Facebook, what is it, Jeremiah? God damn it. And then even I like the way he didn't even try. He looked at me like, no. He's like, you just turn the camera away. I ain't got shit for you. He looked at me. I don't know what you looking at, brother. Jeremiah is double toasted on Facebook. But if you want some private time with me, type in Corey.Coleman.5. I'm too busy out there corrupting souls. Mr. Minister Martin.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or just look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Oh, look for Martin Thomas right here in the world famous Double Toast Studios. Now with two stanky ass couches. All you got to do, email us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. Let us know if you're going to be visiting Austin. You have visited Austin and you have decided to stay here, and that's great. We used to be mad about that, but now we welcome it. But we do not welcome the ultimate sin, which is not coming down here and seeing the show. So, in that email, put your phone number there, put your Skype contact and citizen details, and that way we can accommodate you. Ooh. Hey, Sammy, did you like Haymaker? Yeah, it's a good spot, right? It's a good spot, right? Yeah, it's a sandwich place here in town. I've been there.
Is it? I've only gone to the bar part.
No, they got some good food, man. They got this happy hour. Did y'all go for happy hour yesterday? Did y'all? They didn't do any happy hour. I went there. Who did I go with? I think I went with Ray. And they have like these half price margaritas or something.
Yeah, Goodwin texted me from there. He's like, yeah, we're all here at Haymakers and margaritas are $4 or $5.
Yeah, I was with Goodwin, Gertz, and Ray. And we were all
sounds
there.
Like a law firm.
Well, that's where I went for my consultation. But, oh, shit, I got to tell Gertz, too. I'm sorry, man. Gertz had wanted to hang out last night. We already out. I forgot to text him back. He wanted to watch the Cowboys game. Yeah.
Watch him lose.
Yeah, watch. Yeah, like, why you want to do that to yourself? But, so this weekend, we went over to a restaurant. I normally don't call out restaurants for bad service. I make them look bad, but and I'm not even mad at this place. I'm just saying this as something that should be said to help them improve, because I like the atmosphere of this place and I like the potential of it. We went to this place called Darcy's. Oh, that's what it was. Darcy's Donkey. Yeah, okay. Darcy's Donkey. It used to be Java Noodles, Austin Java Noodles.
Okay.
On Barton Creek.
Oh, it's one of those restaurants.
Yeah.
Is it the last one in the row that always changes or something?
Oh, no, not that doom place.
That doom spot.
No. Everybody knows that there's one cursed location in town. Can't no business last with that. Apparently, that shit's buried on an Indian burial ground. And they would not have it. But they look, the place has potential. I'm saying this to help. I'm not being one of these snarky Yelp commenters. This place is terrible. No, it's got potential. I like the atmosphere, like what they've done with it. But we went in there. The bar got backed up, and we were with a friend of ours, and he ordered a drink, and it took him like about 20 minutes to get this cocktail that he ordered. When they brought it out, it was watered down.
Oh.
I don't know what they made that in a hurry. We ordered when we got there, it took them a long time to get to the table. Took them a long time to bring our food, and what else did? Oh, that's what happened. They messed up the food before you even had a chance to complain. They burned Jake's food over here. Yeah. Burned Jake's food. They knew it ahead of time. They said, "Yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and give you some free shit because we messed up." He said, "You know what? Just catch his ass before he complains and gets pissed off and gives us a bad mouth us on Yelp." So they came out and gave him what they give you. pie. Yeah, it was a shepherd's pie. Shepherd's or something. Pie. Yeah, shepherd's pie, and then
probably more like a German shepherd's pie.
Well, the way they were, I'm not going to even try. I was going to gloss over that. I was going to try to make no, hell no, God damn it, no. Shut your ass up. No, you just doing it to fuck with me. Shut your ass up. God damn. Now, you know better, but some things. Come on now. put your ass in a pie. Law this dude over here. Puerto Rican African dish we got going on right now. New place.
We call it the Miles Morales.
Yeah. Now, see? That's good.
Oh, that one's good?
Yeah, that one's good, man. Yeah. Jokes about fusion because cuisine is good, Mark. But, yeah, they messed up his food and flat out told him, yeah, we fucked up. Here's something free. Shut up. We'll bring you other food out. And Jake even said, man, look, we've been waiting almost an hour for our food. Just box it up. And they brought that shit out fresh.
Jake said, on a plate?
Yeah, yeah.
Ta-da!
It was on a plate, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, oh, that's right. He said, cancel. He said, don't worry about it. Cancel it. And they brought it out anyway. And he don't get me wrong. Jake took that shit home. And the moment he walked to the door, he was digging in.
That's why he's starving, because he didn't get a chance to eat before. Yeah.
So you want me to recycle that box? What box? Shit, I'm surprised you have fingers. But,
oh, no.
Just got nubs. I would say stick your fingers in your mouth and make them throw up, but you ain't got nothing to work with. Nah, man. They took a place Darcy Duncan. They messed up his food. Brought him out his other food. It was good. The food you had, but you had canceled. But they brought it anyway. And he had to get it boxed up. They told me. My friend had to get another drink. And because I tasted it. I was like, man, I'm not even one to complain. I don't even like to do it. But send that shit back. They brought you out. The shit tasted like. Okay, I'll tell you what it tastes like. You ever had like one of those Kool-Aid pops or Otter pop or one of those pops, you know, those icy pops?
Yeah.
Have you a shitty snow cone? Like the one where it's more snow than flavor?
Sure.
And it gets all watered down?
Yeah.
His was like that. It was like the bottom of a melted snow cone. It was like green backwash or something. It was water, man. I was like, man, take that back. And we want to know, is it just the drink or did they just make it bad? And sure enough, they brought it back out. And it's like, okay, yeah, I don't know what y'all did with that first one, but this is a drink. Told me straight up, they said, yeah, we messed up your mark. What was it? A Bloody Mary. I ordered Bloody Mary. They said, we fucked that all up too. Yeah, tell you what, we just going to let you know now. We're going to have to make you another one.
Jesus.
I was like, what is going on? And see, and I had to like kind of ask questions because my wife is over there turning red.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's getting mad. And I had to hold her ass back. What's going on tonight? And I was like, just get the fuck out of here. Ma'am, just get out of here.
Please.
Yeah, I had to go back in and tell him. I was like, listen, we've been waiting on this food, these drinks. And the girl's like, yeah, we just backed up. I was like, there's a difference between backed up. And just not bringing me my shit.
Yeah.
You know, and so when we finally got it, I had a pot pie. That's what they specialize in, pies.
Okay.
And I had a mushroom pie, vegetarian mushroom pie. Gotta let you know, nothing. I'm not trying to harp on the food. But I think when you like give me a pie, there's gonna be like a little bit of gravy in there or something. It was kind of more. Yeah, it was more solid chunks of mushroom. It's almost like they made. You know what they did? It's almost like they wrapped a portobello mushroom
in dough,
and served it.
Cooked it.
And yeah, because it was like I pulled back the crust at the top. It's the whole mushroom cap. I'm like, shit, there's a Smurf living in it. I mean, I really don't want to front out a business like that, man. I really don't. And I think I'm only doing this because the place has potential, because I love the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to go and drink. You know, it seems like if you order a beer, you know, but y'all, I'm telling you this, man, it's not that y'all can't get better, but y'all got to do better, man. You know, the service, I don't know if y'all understaff, but that if I was a food critic, that's what I'm trying to get them to avoid. If I was a food critic, I would have tore that shit up.
Right.
I don't want to see businesses fail like that. I mean, I don't want that. I'm really trying to get some good advice. Darcy's Donkey, man. Y'all, if anybody's listening to this, not harping on y'all at all, you know, but maybe I just had a bad night, but yeah, cause the woman came out and brought when she brought Jake's last dish out, something was said to her because we were just kind of like, you know, thank you. Because I even told him, I said, thank you for fixing all this. I do appreciate it. I'm not trying to cause a scene or give you guys trouble. She's like, oh, yes, it's no problem. Look, we want you to come back. And my wife's like, fuck yeah. I was like, thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Fun times are to be had. Yes. Funky fresh food here. Yes.
It wasn't so hoot.
she was ready to attack.
Fuck that, man.
And I can't blame her.
Sure.
I mean, I really can't. So if anybody knows Darcy's donkey shit, y'all got a donkey working the kitchen.
It's pretty good food for a donkey.
Yeah. Food straight from a jackass. Y'all don't want no name Darcy's Donkey and be serving shit.
I like, would not name my restaurant that.
No.
I don't care what we served or how good. Gordon Ramsay could be working there. I'm not naming my restaurant. I'm not putting Donkey in the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, if your name is Darcy's Donkey, your service better be on point.
Yeah, because you've already set yourself up with a name that's just going to make food critics, they're going to come there on purpose. They're going to know the food is bad and come there just so they can have something fun to write about.
They will say that. Because that's what they will say. They make that pun.
How does donkey?
Yeah.
How is Darcy's donkey taste like ass?
Yeah. Darcy's donkey, an appropriate name because our server was a complete jackass. Yeah. Like, you know, they look for things like that say. I'm not being mean. The place has potential. It does. And I probably will go back just to give it a fair chance. But get the shit together. If you work there, I'm not trying to harp. If you know somebody that works there, pass it along. It needs to be known because that was some of the worst service I've had in a long time. It's bad when they just tell you ahead of time, yes, we fucked up. You got about 20 more minutes. Oh. Don't be mean to them if you're going to – because y'all talking. Y'all going to look this up now. Don't be mean to them. Just let them know that we mentioned them and we're giving some advice. Improve on the service, be more prompt, and if you have to, bar the staff a little bit more. There's no reason why you should have to wait 20 minutes for a drink that's not even a real drink. That's messed up. And you got to send it back and wait another 10 minutes because of whatever reason they're behind.
It sounds like some of those people have the mentality of, listen, we're swamped, just get it out there. It's better to get it out there not great than to do a good job.
Yeah. I mean, it felt rushed. It did feel rushed.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, let me see here.
Well, let me know if you go back, because I don't really see any reason why you would.
Okay. Apparently, it's not just me. Skull, I hope that you got this from Yelp, because Yelp, there sounds like our experience. You know Skull gonna go look at this shit.
Yeah.
Skull got right on it. This is from Yelp, from this place, Darcy's Donkey. I'm just telling you, just in case you come to town, you need to know. Let's see here. Skull says, service was horrible on a Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. We waited 20 minutes to get a menu and even see a server. Then when we actually ordered it, it took 45 minutes to an hour to get onion rings,
Jesus.
One order of vegetarian fries, and one order of sweet potato fries with the duck confit.
Confit.
There was a bone in the duck inside the – oh, yeah, I think it means in the duck confit. The whole duck head in there.
That's how you know it's authentic.
Fresh.
Even with just let me see. Even with just shred the pork on there, whatever that means. But and that's from Yelp, right there. Yeah, man, y'all got to get it together. Y'all are not. It's not a good look for y'all, man.
Okay, so that was a Tuesday, and you guys went on a Saturday.
On a Saturday, yeah. So
I mean, a Saturday, you might go like, all right, it's a Saturday. It's going to be busy. But on a Tuesday at 8:30?
Oh, and here's a picture. I told you, I wasn't trying to get anybody, put anybody out there who works there, but apparently Ray DJ just sent me a picture of the manager right there. Can I help you? Donkey, you actually work here. Well, I ain't making no more Shrek movies. I gotta eat. Yeah, I do too. Where's my fucking food?
Oh, did you order something?
45 minutes to a fucking hour, man, for some onion rings. That's uncalled for, if that's true. If that is true. Oh. Let me Let me see here. I thought this dude was gone. That's Correll Buford.
They said, he's gone.
They say that's Jake right there last night. That was kind of like Jake. Jake, that was kind of like you, man. Jake act like he was a fucking fire dancer at a goddamn gun or some shit. The fuck are you doing? Jesus. Correll Buford's gone, man.
What do you mean he's gone?
I can't find his stuff.
He scrubbed from the internet?
I think he left. Yeah, I can't find some of his videos.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe I don't know where to look, but maybe I looked in the wrong place. Maybe it doesn't show up on mobile. I don't know.
Or maybe he finally took his medication.
Oh my Sat God. His ass
what
down.
Have I done?
That's me?
That's that thing. That's not me.
Yeah, that's you, man. That is a thing. I want to thank Jeremiah for taking us out on Friday night and for taking you out on Saturday
night. Yeah, last night.
Last night.
We had a good time.
He took us to go see, what's her name?
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser. Went to the comedy club to go see Nikki Glaser. Funny comedian. I don't know how your show was. I like her. I think, boy, she went a long time talking about sucking dick.
She did. She did. That was 85% of the show.
Yeah. While I'm in an advice giving mood right here, I was like, it don't take 85 minutes to talk about sucking a dick. I kind of, you just insert and press play, you know?
But I've heard her talk about other things and be really, really funny.
That's what I was thinking, man. Like, she's very funny. I thought the comedian before her was funnier because he had variety. But I really thought she was good, man. I want to thank you for taking me to her. You can tell that she can think quick on stage and her mm-hmm. and she there's never a moment where she pauses. But that girl loves sucking dick. She went on.
You never imagined there was that much material in the world on sucking dick.
I didn't think you could do it that many ways. Mm-hmm. She taught me something.
See, now your technique will be better.
Yeah, well, I've thought about it. I was like, well, shit, I learned something. I think I need to suck a dick now. I mean, I was not a that was not a comedy show. That was an education.
Yeah, more of a TED Talk.
Well, yeah. Because I re-looked at the watch. I was like, man, we are an hour in, and she's still sucking dick right now. Somebody feed this girl. I thought she was actually gonna call somebody up on stage and just show him. Like, fuck, I can only tell you so many ways. Let me show you. Put a leg behind her head and I ain't complaining too much about it, but the girl, I was like, God damn, you gotta change this up at some point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't just me, right?
No, it wasn't just you.
Yeah. That's like because she was talking about all the comedians. I don't know if this is a thing, but all of them talking about how they on Tinder.
Yeah, I realized last night. I was like, that is a thing that comedians have often done. Their go tos are, I'm single, and this is what it's like dating now. Especially female comedians, they do a lot of that. And some of them will do it, and I'm thinking, I already know that you're married, so this is just material.
Yeah, yeah. Motherfucker just took your ring off before you got on stage. Oh, folks, I'm on Tinder. No, you not. You a Tinder fucking liar.
Dating is tough these days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough when you fucking married. I know you, sir. No, sir, me. Stop lying, bitch. But the other two, I thought, okay, these are jokes. I like, no, somebody need to fuck her. She needs something. Don't nobody talk about dick this much. Without craving it. You know what I mean?
I know. I sound like you're reading into it.
Brother didn't have to read. It was said. And it also made me felt like, shit, I wish I should have given some dick right now. Wife was next to me. I was like, I almost had a relapse. I was like, she's got to stop talking about this. If you noticed me, Jeremiah, I was in up to sweating. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, shit. Is no one else going to help this woman? Is it up to me? Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, shit was hard the whole time. I was just like, no, stop. She's not talking to you.
She might be.
Corey, she says she needs our assistance. I was like, no.
It's time to put the band back together, Corey.
Yeah. In the bathroom, sweating, looking at myself. No.
In times of need, a hero will emerge. Yeah.
Oh, villain. Motherfuckers hear me in the bathroom talking about dick. Now you go back out there and shut up. Don't do this to us.
We got it good right now.
We're living a different life. This is not us. No, that's not you, motherfucker. I'm still here. What happened to you, man? You used to be beautiful. What happened to us? Look at you.
You Eddie Brock. Yeah. Stop being a pussy, Corey. Yeah.
You used to get pussy. Now you are the pussy. Maybe I just stick myself up and you shut up. Shut up.
Is everything okay in there?
Get out of here. Oh, should we just fuck him? No.
Save yourselves. There's only so much I can do.
I'm a loser like you, Corey. Shut up.
You gotta get out of here.
Talking like Eddie Brock. Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. It's not me.
I enjoyed the show, but like I said, man, I, you know, if it's coming from me, because, you know, I'll talk about sex and all kind of crazy things in a minute. You know, my nasty ass in the bed telling you, like, you need to be quiet.
I know.
Because the funny thing of what,
you didn't spend the whole show as she was talking, elbowing your wife, like,
Uh-huh. We no, because we were too busy. Look, I was getting some chuckles. I mean, look, the girl's fine. Don't get me wrong. She put on a good show, man.
She's a professional.
Yeah, no, she is. She is. Don't get me wrong. I would say if I had some feedback, just change material up a little bit. That's all.
Yeah.
But she's very good on stage. She's got a great stage presence, man. And, you know, excellent stage presence. I was just laughing because as she went on like that, as that dig went deeper, there was a. I don't know why they were doing this. There was a table of old people, a whole table of them. And they were sitting right behind me, and they were sitting up there the whole time. Not one smile came on their face. Mm. Not one. The closest that it came to a smile, there was an old woman the whole time. She was sitting up there, and she was frowning. You just like, this is nasty. And the Nikki Glaser says something, and that old woman, the closest that she got to a smile was like. Because my wife, she even tapped me. She's like, is she laughing? Is she hurting? Should we call now? Right now? Yeah, man. It was weird, man. And I was just thinking, why are we all here? Who brought you? Mm-hmm. Was this a...
well, my grandson was the host of the show, so I came to see him.
That's what I was thinking. Are y'all related to her, to Nikki Glaser? You know, it's the first time. Like, are y'all the grandparents where she told y'all not to come and y'all wanted to surprise her? And y'all got the surprises?
Yeah, I don't know this girl. Not my daughter.
She was hurting me. Oh, she was getting thirsty.
I can use some dick, too.
But there was a man behind me. He was just the whole time. He wouldn't even move. And what was funny? Now that's my wife, because we stopped kind of watching the comedy show to kind of watch these people, because they were the reactions were kind of being as entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And there was one guy, and you could tell he was scared of his wife because he kind of he like. You know, because he knew at any moment his wife was going to give him that elbow to his nose.
Oh, you like that, huh? I mean, other people were laughing. I just thought.
You see, like, you know, when they got in the car, you're like, I hope you don't expect me to do that. Like, shit, I don't worry about it. I don't. What the fuck you talking about? Now, bend over. Nah, man, it was but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And we went bowling. We had fun bowling. I didn't know Tammy had taken video, but I hadn't bowled in a while.
Yeah,
bowling is fun. I got into it to the point I was like I was messing with people because I'm shitty when I get competitive, man. People trying to bowl and I was behind them like you know, doing fake sneezes and yelling gutter. My wife tried to do that to me, and I turned around, I still made it. Oh, well, there you go. That's my when I first started.
Yeah, you made it already.
Which I don't blame her, man. Yeah. For those who were looking, my wife just jumped out in front of my ear when I was about to roll the ball. She's like, "Ta-da!" Which I was doing to everybody else. It was fun, though. It was fun. We went to this place called Punch Bowl Social.
That's good. Booyah.
I get compared to him. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I'm like, oh, shit, that's my wife. Yeah.
You really have to add that last part?
No, I didn't. But that wasn't me at the time. Oh, let me see here. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah, Punch Bowl Social is where that is. So if you come to town.
That's a fun place.
Yeah, no, yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, they got a bunch of games there. A bunch of games, some karaoke rooms.
Yeah, I didn't know. I've never been in there before.
It's like a mini highball.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. I have fun bowling. If anybody comes to the town, I wouldn't mind going. I would not mind going out bowling again. And they had cheesecake. I had to walk away out of there. They had cheesecake. One of my favorites. Cheesecake with caramel on the top of it.
Oh.
And I'm trying to be good. And you can't do that with this man. Because he's so nice. Everything you see. And I'm like, damn, they got cheesecake. Damn, it looks good. You're like, you want some?
I already ordered it. Yeah. Wait, what? No, it's funny. I was just there Thursday night because we have a lot of our after work functions there. And they had some on the menu I didn't even know existed. It's loaded lobster fries.
Oh, that sounds great and terrible for you at the same time.
Yeah, French fries with the, you know, dressed up like baked potatoes with the sour cream and cheese and chives and bacon and bits of lobster in it.
Oh, Mark, where is this?
At Punch Bowl Social.
At Punch Bowl Social?
Yeah.
Shit, man. That is not dining. That's murder. That shit should not be together, man.
Well, lobster's a seafood. It should have some omega-3s in it.
Not that much, though. That's too much of a good thing, man. Let me see here. Oh, all right. Let's get on with the show right here.
Did you try any of their cocktails?
No, I did not. I was too busy trying a shirt from dtmerch.com. You shut your ass up. Boo you, bitch.
Boo.
Boo you.
Good comeback.
Yes. I know you're being sarcastic, but thank you, sir. Oh, go with it. That classic tee with the white logo. Oh. Get that hoodie. Hey, there's our own Punch Bowl right there. Man, we have got to split them up, man.
I know. Or either start making them.
I'll start making them. I gotta call the store this week and tell them, man, we gotta separate these Siamese twins right here because people are actually getting mad that they can't order like stew pots now. And let's see what else we got. We got the backpacks. We got the little teas for the crumbs that are being born out there. New toasties in the world. The phone covers, and also the gift of choice, which is that gift certificate from dtmerch.com. Also, remember that we get by on your subscriptions mainly. Get by with your support. And please, please, if you can, subscribe to help keep these streams going. Or be generous, and you got that much money, you're rolling that hard. Give the gift of toasty goodness to the people who do not have it. And you can try the site 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. But you know what? Keep that audio. It's free all the time just for you on SoundCloud, on iTunes. And when you do come back and decide to subscribe, just remember that we have a payment system set up easier than ever to get that toasty goodness all over your body. I stopped moving for a little bit because I am getting hot, but I'm just keeping this shit on despite your ass. Yeah. I was like, I ain't giving him the satisfaction. It's going to go off at some point, but right now I'm going to fight this.
It's a good look, but it's for when you're outside.
I know. This is for when you got a show that lasts about 15 minutes. Yeah, I'm going to have to shed for a little bit. Take off some layers. It's warm. I'm going to see if I can just make it through this dog, man. Last through this dog. You know what? Let me mention to you also that we have the cruise coming up August 15th through the 19th. I know we got more people signing up for that. I'll just tell you about that real quick. I'm not going to waste too much time. Give you the straight down and dirty, the bullet points here. 4 days on board the Forever Fun Carnival Dream. This is going to be for our fifth anniversary. It's going to be a cruise going to Cozumel, departure from Galveston. Packages start at $558. You can upgrade to a balcony cabin if you want to get romantic and kind of show your honey how much money you made with. You can always support her and then take her up there and do it in style in a balcony cabin. You can upgrade for $746. All food, entertainment, accommodations, taxes, and fees are included. Prices also include the Double Toasted Live Show. Cruise includes activities for the kids and teens, so bring the whole family. Payments refundable until June 14th of 2019. Contact Dina Campbell Harris. Her number is 904-716-2321, or email her. I would do that too. And that is Dina Harris Travel at bellsouth.net. In that is DenaHarristravel at bellsouth.net. Get a hold of her today, and let's get you on the water with us. Man. Let's see what we got going on here. Toronto tickets will probably be on sale soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead and put those up there. I think enough people want to go. I just got to make sure I can pay for this venue. Oh. Jake, I don't want to be a prima donna, but can you give me some water, too, please?
Oh, Jesus.
Could you, please? Should have done it the first goddamn place.
You too busy yelling at him.
Was I yelling at him?
Hey. Yeah, tell him to be quiet.
Was I? No, I was
yelling. And to sit down.
I was yelling at Felix and
Carlos. Felix wasn't even in the room.
That doesn't matter. You know, I'm just going to yell at Felix no matter what. Carlos, too. I like when Carlos came in and said, you bitchy? No, you Carlos. Hey, ain't nothing but love, amigo. Good to have you here, man. Hey, man, that computer going strong, boy. I love it. I love it, man. I love it. You ever need a computer built, get this man over here to do it. Because it's not built with just good ingenuity. It's built with love. You know, this man puts his heart and soul into it. Being complimented, yeah. I mean, every time I cut it on, your face just comes up on screen. Hola. How do I get rid of this? This virus.
The Carlos virus.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into this review. As you know, we get these movies now, more and more these days, where you don't get screenings for them.
Nah, man.
So we gotta go do it on our own. And that is where we got this movie right here, A Dog's Way Home. And as Martin asked me, he's like, how was that way home for that dog? I was like, it was long. I was riding on a dog like, I mean, well, how far we got to go? Shit, are we there yet?
Now, I know spiritually, but is this officially a sequel to A Dog's Purpose?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Even though they did show the sequel, the official sequel to A Dog's Purpose. There is one coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That looks kind of crazy, man.
God damn it, man. I thought this was going to be the end of it.
No, man. Them dogs keep coming back. They die. They just keep coming back.
I'm supposed to go to heaven, and then that's it.
Shit, this shit is turning Stephen King's Pet Cemetery. You know? They never die. Sometimes they come back. No, they always come back. They make enough money. And this is but this is not the same thing. What you have here is a guy named Lucas is trying to take care of these animals across the street from getting bulldozed in his home. And it's a bunch of cats over there. But these cats have also raised this little puppy right here. And the puppy immediately runs to Lucas. And Lucas said, well, this was meant to be. This is a bond that shall not forever be broken. And animal control comes and says, bullshit. Is that a pit bull?
Oh.
And they're like, well, kind of. And they're like, that's good enough. Get your ass. In Denver, I don't know if this is true. Maybe even heard this before. I don't remember, though. In Denver, pit bulls are against the law.
What?
Unless this is movie land where that logic is there. But pit bulls are considered dangerous animals in the movie, at least. They're against the law. So even being part pit bull, they said, no, this dog got to go. So they come up with a plan to keep Bella, the dog that they have here, because Ashley Judd plays the mom of Lucas. And they come up with a plan, but the problem is Bella's dumb. And Bella just does something just stupid. Could have been at home, could have been fine, but Bella just does something completely stupid, and therefore begins our journey.
Okay.
So far I've talked about this journey is long. Bella's stupid. We didn't get a chance to see this movie because they kept us from a screening. I mean, this has got to suck, right? Come on, Corey. Stop talking some shit. Deliver what we're here to hear. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer and I'll be back with my review.
There's one thing I know about the world. It's not the little things that matter. It's the tiny things.
Oh, do you want a tiny piece of cheese?
Yes! Oh. This is my life! My name is Bella, and this is how I met Lucas.
She does seem to really like you.
Maybe that's a sign her home's supposed to be with me. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're together. We played ball, and we played Don't Choose Shoes.
Bella, Don't Choose Shoes.
That one was his favorite. Together.
Now he's laughing. You know he went over there. I told you not to. Your ass. My new Louis Vuitton.
For the years, we did everything together.
Girl.
We chased squirrels. We went to work. We even played a game called Doctor.
Doctor! Doctor Gann. Hey, Doctor Gann.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life with Lucas was the best, but when he wasn't around, I missed him so much. It's that squirrel again. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel!
Bella!
I told you Bella dumb.
I don't think dogs really do that.
What, chase squirrels?
No, they chase them, but they come on back home.
Not Bella. That Bella was, that squirrel was fucking with that dog. That squirrel called his cousins. Hey man, keep fucking with the dog.
Yeah, and when I turn the corner, we gonna switch out.
Yeah, she's about a mile down the road. Yeah, to jump on out and make you think that she's me. We're gonna lure her ass back to Texas.
Doc,
it looks like she needs help.
I can't tell where the journey
Zach. I was very far from home, but I knew Lucas was waiting for me, and I had to go and find him.
So wake me up when it's all over.
Dump in a prison break.
Now, go.
Zach, even better than a tiny piece of cheese. We all face things that are hard. The only thing that gets us through it.
The only thing that gets us through it is a cartoon. Cartoon mountain lion.
And I was never going to stop searching until I found mine.
Bella hits the bar.
That dog saved his life.
I thought you'd be the mountain lion.
Bella!
No!
Wow!
And now, like, Bella gone. Like your ass. So
Bella is the Forrest Gump of dogs.
Kinda, in a way, you know. Except she never met JFK or anything like that.
That you know of.
She met the JFK of mountain lions. Of CG mountain lions.
Now this dog is supposed to be a pit bull.
It's half pit bull.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a full pit bull. Let me pull up something here.
It does not look like a pit bull at all.
No, it's half pit bull. And let me pull up a clip that I forgot to bring up here. Give me a second here. And then we'll move on with the review here, but because I'm gonna let you know right now. And let me see. Now, no matter what you have to say about this, first of all, this is as they say, based on the book by W. Bruce Cameron, who also is the author of A Dog's Purpose. He obviously is a dog person, and loves giving personalities to animals, and as he's done with Bella right here. And with Bella, look, no matter what you come in thinking about this movie, I got to tell you immediately, right off the bat, that's a cute ass puppy, man.
Oh, very much so.
Man, I'm going to tell you, look, like the moment that the movie opens up and you see Bella, man, Bella is cute as hell, man. I don't know where they got this dog from, but this dog is always lively, knows how to make the right faces, knows how to make the right body language. Like, Dom just knows how to make anything cute.
It's a natural talent.
Yeah.
It hits its marks, has its lines memorized.
Oh, yeah.
Shows up on the set off book.
That dog could have mauled a human being and you'd be like, oh. You know, it's,
yeah, but it's Bella, though.
But yeah, it's Bella. I mean, there's a moment that they put down a blanket for Bella, and Bella just knows how to just wrap herself up in it. But look, these people know what they're doing with this dog. They hired, like, a dog that's just a complete attention whore. They hired a dog. And the funny thing is, you know that, because that dog is so cute, man. That dog is such a great personality on screen. You know, and you know, right when they say cut, the dog like, God damn it again! I'm not doing this shit again. All right, you got one fucking take from me.
This guy's walking in my eye line while I'm trying to do my lines. What the fuck are you doing?
What's this Alpo shit? I said wet food. God damn it! Somebody's gonna fart today. But on screen, she's adorable, man. She is adorable, and that's how they get you, man. I mean, they, like I said, with the looks and everything. If you're a dog person, or if you're just a decent human being, you cannot resist that face. Aww. Of Bella right there. No, it's amazing. And if that ain't enough to like just manipulate you with how cute this dog is, then they try to just guilt trip you into liking this movie, because With Lucas, you know, Bella's owner, they make Lucas just ain't an average, not your average young man. No, Lucas is an angel, man. Lucas is a humanitarian. Lucas, his job, he's working at the VA right out of college, mm-hmm. taking care of his mom, who's a vet. And so when you get to the VA, where Lucas is working full time, when you get there, you see these vets ain't got no legs, and they show them having these sessions where they're like, the pain, doc, I swear I'm about to end it all. You know, and people are, you know, are on the brink of breaking down, suicidal. And then they get Bella in there, and dudes can't stop smiling, man. Uh-huh. It's almost like Bella's coated with like laughing gas or some opioids or something.
They just won't stop rubbing her. Yeah, because she's great there.
Why is he hugging that dog? You know, because Bella's like, that's enough. No, you ain't going nowhere. Okay, Steve, get this motherfucker out of me. Yeah, man, it's like this dog is a drug for these people, because the moment that Bella gets in there, they can't stop smiling, they can't stop playing games. Everybody's just silly, man.
Thank you. All right. Good morning.
Morning, Doc.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Doctor.
Morning.
Morning.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Everything all right?
Stupid motherfucker, didn't we?
I know. I expect him to come back in. It's like, by the way, I'm not stupid. I hope you know that.
Dude ain't even out the door.
I know.
That dumbass. I hate that motherfucker. He's so stupid.
Thought you guys were my friends.
You know, I've seen the dog this whole time. I was going to let him stay here, but putting that motherfucker to sleep, man. You know, you crazy, Doc. You're like, no. Animal control is right outside. Yeah, they get crazy in there. It's like, you know what? If you want some laughs, go dress up. You a comedian, you looking for some laughs, go dress up like a dog and go perform at the VA. You get a standing ovation over there.
We're crazy.
This is so it's almost like they are trying to they got you. Cuz it's like, okay, you know, what kind of asshole doesn't like dogs? That brings happiness to legless vets.
Right.
You know what? America, motherfucker. You know, what kind of American doesn't like that? You know, you don't like bringing joy to the troops, to the people that sacrifice for this country. And it's like, you almost guilted into liking the movie. And there are genuine parts of the movie where you do want to like the film itself. But
it seems nice enough.
No. Yeah, well, the movie, look, the movie don't make it easy. One thing I can say about this film is whatever it is you like about it, it is truly earned. Because there is a lot of shit that you got to get through to earn at least even one like in this movie here. Because like I said, man, one of the main reasons is that, as I was stating before, Bella is just dumb. Bella, there was a moment here where, you know, because to be fair, like I said, life is hard for Bella because they're trying to hide her like she's some kind of fugitive or something.
Right.
They even say in the movie, like, this whole law about the pit bulls being dangerous animals and outlawed. One girl said, that's like racism for dogs. And
yeah, like, that's what it sounds like.
And they're like, yeah, but, you know, hey, what are we going to do? And they say, hey, the law is what it is. So Bella doesn't have it easy. Bella's already kind of fighting the system living.
They couldn't get some pit bull marches going on?
No, well, you know, that's the second movie, man. Bella comes back and leaves this shit up like Planet of the Apes or something. She ends up turning to Caesar of mixed pit bulldogs. But she could at least bought some time if she wasn't so dumb. Because Bella, there's a moment in the movie where they teach her. Like, they say, listen, we are prepared for this. Like, if we can just get down this one, like, dangerous stranger almost. If we can get down this one lesson right here, and you can do it when the time comes, if the time comes, we can buy some time until we can move out of this fucked up place.
Yeah.
And get you to a safe city to live in. And they spend some time teaching her, and you think that for a while, okay, Bella gonna be all right.
You ready?
I really don't care about that.
Go home. That's it, Bella. Go home.
Best game ever!
Doing go home meant I should put my head right here.
And you're like, Bella got it. Nah, Bella fucked that all up.
Oh.
Animal control showed up. And Lucas out there, we did this. Go home, Bella. Go home. Bella, what home? Bella, we fucking rare. Get out of here. And the guy just kind of like, you know, I'll just be taking her. Y'all keep going. You keep doing your thing. Yeah, go home, Bella. Yeah, your new home, bitch. Come on. And Bella's so stupid. Bella, she'd be taking me like, I don't get it. What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Even that, I'm just sitting like, God damn it. That's where that saying comes in. You had one fucking job. Just one. And you blew it. So you kind of feel like, all right, Bella, you got to have this coming in a way. I want to feel bad for you. But you're just fucking dumb. And that ain't the only time. It gets a little frustrating because there's a moment where they got Bella's life straight. Bella, man, Bella's about to go home, be reunited. Man, Martin, no bullshit. We are at happily ever after.
Uh-huh.
But they said, this is not a full-length movie yet. We about 30 minutes in, so we got to do something. So Bella does something else that's just stupid. Like that part you said, she made a prison break. That is the dumbest thing that she could have done.
Really?
They were on their way to get her ass.
Oh, no.
Like, Lucas shows up and he has these people. I don't tell you where she is or she got there, but he has these people.
Hey, so where's my dog?
Yeah,
about that.
No, he comes in, he's like, I'm here for Bella. Is she here? And they're like, nah, she's running across the country now. Yeah, last time I saw her, she was heading to the hills.
You didn't chase her? She ain't my dog.
I thought she was coming to you. No, you just sit up there just like, Jesus, Bella. I mean, I know we got to have a movie, but God damn, you ain't got to be that stupid. So it's kind of, you kind of want to be nice about it, but just kind of like, Bella, you kind of brought this shit on yourself. You do know that, right? Like, they are rolling up and Bella just going the opposite way. Lucas said, fuck that, I'm out. was, because if Lucas showed up and I was the dude that had him, I'd be like, were you raping this dog or something? Because the moment you showed up, that dog split. I'd never seen a dog move a slide across the yard and jump that shit. Shit, all of a sudden that dog grew opposable thumbs and moved that shit across. What did you do to this dog, man? And it's only, she's only made to sound dumber. Now, here's what my personal, my look, I already know this is my personal opinion about this movie, but there are personal things that I like about animal movies like this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not a new thing to see animals losing their owners and having to cross country to get back home. We've seen that done several times.
Plenty before. Of times.
Thank you. Plenty of times. I'm about to say a pun here. I don't mean it. One of my pet peeves is that I do not like when animals have narration. And now maybe if you move their mouths in a nice fantasy movie like Babe or something, I can deal with that. But when their mouths aren't moving and you just have narration going on, because at least when the animal's mouths are moving with CG like in Babe or something like that, the actors are performing.
Yes.
But when you're narrating, it doesn't seem natural. When you have the narration makes it sound dumber because it makes it just sound oblivious to anything that's happening. Because no matter how, first of all, you don't trust your audience when you have these movies where the animals have narration over it. Mm-hmm. Because look, if their mouths aren't moving with CG, there's no special effects. That means a lot of times you could probably get by visually with these stories, and they don't trust the audience enough to actually tell a truly visual story. They're afraid that the audience isn't going to get it, or that it's not going to sell, or all that silence is going to freak the audience out, and they're not going to know what to make out of it. I think there's a strong case for these movies to be sold visually.
I hear what you're saying, but you also got to look at the demographic they're going after.
I still think that they could do it. I mean, there was a movie years ago that was kind of a mild hit. It was you remember Benji the dog?
Yeah.
Benji, there was a movie where Benji saved some cubs or something, and it wasn't a great film, but one thing I could say is that they did not have to like put any kind of dialogue or wacky narration over this animal. You know, everything just kind of happened. The story told itself.
True.
That's kind of what I
think. The bear was the same way.
The bear, yeah. That, yeah, exactly. I really think that in some of these movies, you get a cute animal or an animal that is shown in a struggle, you can get by on the visuals without having to have any narration. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I don't like the narration, other than I think you should believe in your audience a little bit more, I think that sometimes with these movies, when they're narrating, no matter how bad the animal's situation get, no matter what situation it's in, it always sounds like the person is reading from a children's book.
Yeah.
Like the animal
could have a little cartoon voice.
And they always sound very happy. Mm-hmm. And it's no matter what kind of danger or bad situation that dog is in, that dog could be starving, eating his own shit, and he'll still say, I was starving and eating my own poop, but I had to make it back home.
Right.
I was diseased and I killed a homeless man, but I had to make it back home to Lucas. Yeah. You know, it's like it always sounds happy. Mm-hmm. And that is because the actor or actress is reading. They have nothing to act or react against.
Wasn't there – I feel like there was this indie movie that was from a dog's point of view where it had the voice, and it was kind of a sad kind of voice. Maybe it was a cat, but it was a couple –
It was a couple,
and they were kind of neglecting the animal.
Yeah, it was a director's cut of Cujo before they took the narration out.
No, it wasn't that.
They're good to me, but I can't help but want to tear them apart.
I'm pretty sure it was a cat, and I know you and I saw this at the Violet Crown. I wish I could remember.
Well, I'm not saying it can't be done.
Yeah.
But in some of these mainstream movies, that's what happens, and you know, because Bryce Dallas Howard is the voice of Bella, and we all know that Bryce Dallas Howard is not a bad actress at all. Mm-hmm. She's actually a very good actress. I just felt like this is one of those situations where they gave her this narration to read, and she didn't have any context for it.
Right.
So everything was kind of read in the same tone. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to see this dog be in a situation or situations like it is and have all, you know, this peppy talk that is, you know, too happy because they still want to keep this a family film.
Sure. It's if you're watching a movie and it gets serious, scary or dangerous, but the music, the score stays peppy and happy.
Yeah.
It throws you off.
It's not reflective of the actual dog situations or the journey that the dog takes. If anything works, it works only because only the dog talks. That, you know, he doesn't, you know, like he's not chasing that squirrel and that squirrel like, ah, fuck you. You know, it's not. he doesn't run into like a stray animal, you know, some streetwise stray who's like, yo, you want to survive these streets, man? You got to get down these dope rules, yo. You know, they don't have all the other animals behave like animals. And there's even points where the animals communicate with each other like animals because they kind of give each other glances because that's the only way they know how to do it.
Right.
And that's where I started to appreciate the film. Because they don't show you everything in this trailer here. They don't show you all of the creatures that Bella runs into. They don't show you all the humans that she runs into. She has a lot of adventures with different animals, different dogs, and there are moments where the dogs are trying to communicate. Like I remember one that was kind of cool. Like one dog was like, "This is what I'm talking about." There was no except for her narration, Bella's by Bryce Dallas Howard. But the other dog was just with a look, was just kind of like, I got a family. We got food. You coming in? And Bella just kind of looking and dog like, yeah, fuck you, man.
Well, maybe Bella just doesn't speak dog.
But the way these dogs were actually helping each other, these animals were helping each other and communicate with each other, to me, that worked. And it was strong enough to where it did it despite the narration, because since you only have one person that's narrating, the rest of the movie is told visually. And I enjoyed that.
Well, okay, yeah, there's other animals and all that. You can talk about all them. The only one I care about is that animated Tony the Tiger.
Don't worry about that. We'll get to that. Marnie, just sit back. I'll drop. Yeah,
wait. There's more.
Yeah, wait. There's more. Marnie, just you know, we're gonna get to your destination. You in my?
We there yet?
Yeah. This is Corey's way home. because there's a while I'm talking about these animals. The movie gets dark. This deals with, for a family film, it goes to some dark places with these animals. You know, it wants to be a family film, but it does not try to sugarcoat some facts of life. There's death in this movie. There's the harsh reality of how some of these animals live, how some of these dogs are treated. I could see it being something that you might want to have a talk with your kid after seeing it, you know?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because you're going to be riding the car and the kid's going to be like, Daddy really didn't send dog to Aunt Mamie's house, did he? Daddy killed Coco, didn't he? I hate you, stop the car. You know, and the darkest part of the movie is with another human being. Man, I don't want to spoil this, but if y'all stick around, I'll tell you what happens with this. Edward James Olmos plays a homeless man in the movie that runs into Bella, and adopts her, and the shit gets it gets sad, but it gets disturbingly sad. What goes on with
them? Okay, yeah, you got to talk about that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something. Edward James Olmos, he pulls the biggest dick move in this movie. It's like, Jesus, man, that was, there's no other way to say it. That was just fucking wrong.
Wow.
I don't care how sad your situation is. I don't care how much we're supposed to feel sorry for you. That was uncalled for, man.
Does he eat Bella?
How'd you know? No, that's the end of the movie. It's just Edward J. Olmos just eating bone. Merry Christmas. Just freeze frame. Bella's head is on a stick.
Happy New Year.
Kids are crying. Directors in the back of the theater laughing.
Got him.
But nah, man, I'll give you the spoiler of that at the end if you want to hear it. If you don't, then you know, don't worry about it. But yeah, it just felt wrong, man. It's like, why'd you do that? I'll tell you about it. And then, you know, like I said, the best parts of the movie are when when Bella is being helped by a lot of other animals in the film, and they're communicating with each other. But as Martin said, yeah, but what about that? What about that CG line that comes up? Martin, I wish I could say that that's a CG line. That is not a CG line. That's a goddamn cartoon. They might as well just have Snagglepuss walk out. Yeah, I see. You exited stage left. You should have gone right.
Wearing a bow tie.
Yeah. And can I be of assistance? It goes beyond bad. It's weird. It is just weird because it's like I say, you have this movie where everything is real. All these animals are real. You know, all these settings are real. And a goddamn cartoon comes out. This is not a CG effect. This is some shit out of a Pixar straight home to DVD movie. This is like if this walks in, then the whole world needs to turn into an animated cartoon.
Right.
Like when that CG line, that mountain line comes out, Bella needs to like just start seeing psychedelic shit. You know, Bella needs to be on drugs.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, exactly. The whole world should just turn into a Disney animated cartoon because that shit don't fit. He might as well just came out talking.
Hey, buddy. Going somewhere? Can I help?
Find me, but can you help a fellow American who's down on his luck? Yeah.
Well, I was going to eat you, but.
But you know, man, I it gets weird, and yet it is the most emotional part.
Is that right?
Of the movie. Man, they get you with this shit, Martin. This movie knows exactly what it's doing because you see that shitty CG line. Yeah. While it's an adult, when we get introduced to it, it might as well be goddamn Puss in Boots from
from Shrek.
Because it comes up to that to Bella with these eyes, and you're like, oh Jesus, you got me. And it's this Bella and this little cub, or this kitten, they make a bond, and they show them in the movie where they're both helpless, they're keeping each other warm. Bella got the kitten's back and she got her back, and they make a whole story out of it, and okay, they got your ass. It's like if that cat had just walked out like that, it'd be like boo. But they had to come out with them eyes, and it's like shit. I cannot hate you. This is too adorable, and it really is. It is probably like I said, it's one of the most emotional parts because you get, like I said, a little mini story where they bond.
Yeah,
and you just accept it, man. It's like, all right, you ain't trying to get no Academy Award for best CG mountain lion this year or anything. All right, I'll just go with it. It ain't great, but I'll go with it. And they know how to frame it. You know, they show, look, it's something about showing animals and trying to survive against the elements like rain and snow, and they're cuddled up with each other.
Yeah, okay.
It's one thing to show them having to defend each other against other animals and humans. It has a nice story arc to it.
That movie Alpha had that same thing going on.
Okay, see, it's like something like that. I mean, it's a mini movie within a movie. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it has a great ending to it. It has a really emotional and profound ending to it. That's why I can't talk shit before you can't trust these trailers, because I knew it. I said I'm gonna be talking trash about this line. I'm gonna come out crying behind it, and it got me, man. It was adorable.
How'd the wolves look? Because they weren't too high.
The coyotes. And they look, well, they ain't CG.
Okay.
Shit, that line even made them run away. Even the coyotes are like, man, that's the worst CG we ever seen.
I just like, what is that? Yeah. I think it's a line. Mm-hmm. No, it ain't.
Cartoons are walking off the screen. What kind of dark magic is it? Nah, man, they got me. Now, as I said, the movie does have its weak points in the story, as I told you already, Nate, and that wasn't the end. Ashley Judd is good in the movie. Ashley Judd is at that point now. You kind of, you notice she's, I think it's not because she can't get more. I don't know why she's doing this, but she's just taking taking these mom roles now. Yeah, yeah. And they're all starting to kind of blend together.
Sure.
You know, she's got to be the same mom in every movie. The guy that plays Lucas, Jonah Howard King, he's not bad and he's good, but he's boring. Oh, it's just like, why you putting yourself to this trouble, Bella? Why you want to go back to this? You know, you almost like, why you want to go back to that guy? Kind of like you're talking to a girl that's not even an abusive boyfriend. It's just kind of like, girl, he ain't got no personality. You need to find somebody else. Why are you putting yourself through this trouble to go back to him? I love him.
Well, all the guys I dated before were assholes and they beat me. And he's faithful. Yeah, because he's got nothing else going on.
No, he's – yeah, people are like, no, he – girl, he cute. You know, and he's nice, but goddamn, he dope.
He born.
But he loved me. Find yourself another man. Go through all this trouble. And I'm gonna tell you, man, that the ending of this movie is terrible.
Oh no. You've been saying so many good things.
It
takes you on a journey, it's heartwarming, you cried, you laughed.
I did. No, I shed a tear, I laughed, I had a good time, but sometimes I laugh for not the right reasons. The ending of this movie, and again, I'll spoil it for you when it's done, but the ending of the movie is, and thank God it's only a brief moment, but it is such bad writing that it made me fight myself, because there are enough things in this movie to where I could recommend it, and that ending is like, man, this is so terrible that it's bringing the movie down a notch for me, but it goes by so quick. It's just too bad that it's near the end of the film. Your enjoyment of this movie depends on what gets to you more. Do the cliche parts and the spots of bad writing or the CG, does that bother you enough to hold against it? Or, because this is it's a good-natured, good-hearted film, man. Mm-hmm. And I could see if you're taking the family out to see this film, your dog lover, your person who loves animals, I think that while it's not the best by far, it is something where the emotional parts with the animals are enough to move you and probably have you overlook those things. For me, that's what it is, man. If you want to know what could get me with a movie, can a movie emotionally move me in some parts, even if it's for fleeting moments? And if that's the case, then, you know, I feel like the movie has kind of done its job. It's not a great movie by any means. But I saw this on a Sunday afternoon. Don't feel like I wasted time watching it, because I didn't walk out, you know, feeling like, well, I could have done something better. I was like, all right, I saw it and I got moved by it. That's why I would give it like an extremely low matinee.
Oh,
but
wow.
Again, that is okay. An extremely low matinee. But that is, you know, that's like I said, it depends on who you are. I like dogs. I like animals. I'm easily manipulated by kids and animals in movies, man. Now, those things that have me crying. But I don't do it just for anything. I think they did some parts of the movie very well for being a cheap movie that it is. But I'm not going to tell anybody to rush out and see this. This is going to be on TV soon. You'll be able to watch it there. I just say I had no regrets about seeing it, and I did enjoy some parts of it. Now, before I bring Jake on, if you want to hear about these, spoilers in the movie, let me start with. Now you got my review. Y'all can leave. Let me go ahead and take. Y'all gone? All right, everybody who's staying, want to hear? All right, let me go ahead and tell you what happens first. Well, what's up?
Maybe we should get Jake first.
We'll bring him on a little bit.
Okay.
No, I don't do this that way, because Jake.
Because once you talk about the spoilers, then he's going to talk about them. That's going to keep it.
No, yeah, he ain't going to talk about it. He'll just look. He'll say, "Yeah, that's what happened." That's be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
No. First of all, Edward James Olmos, the homeless man. It's extremely dark, because they don't try to make his story happy at all. The moment you meet him, he's dirty.
Yeah,
he ain't got nobody. He's out in the cold, and he's just talking to himself. And he finds Bella, and I couldn't find a picture of him in the movie, but he finds Bella, and he's like, "You got a tag on you, yeah. Country gave me a tag too. Look at me, you know." It's just like, yeah. So you can tell he's a vet that's just been like tossed aside. Mm-hmm. And then, as the movie goes on, Bella's like saying, "Yeah, he's kind of cool and everything, but he's so sad." And I feel sorry for him, but he keeps me tied up, and I want to go, but I know I keep him warm, and I want to kind of help the guy, but they show like, but yeah, this guy, his sadness is just getting to him. And it gets to a point in the movie where Edward James almost, Bella's already told you, like, I just wish I could just for once just run around and just be free again. And then the guy comes up, he's like, "Bella, you my only friend. You're my only friend." He switches from a rope to a chain and chains her ass up. And then he lays down like, "You're my only friend." And she's like, and the narration's dark. She's like, "And I stayed and kept him warm until the warmth left his body. And he wasn't sad anymore. And then in the middle of it, and oh fuck, I'm still chained up. And I was just like, what kind of asshole chains up a dog knowing they're going to die? And Bella's just sitting up there on a chain, and she's like, I'm so thirsty. And she's just inches away from water. It was like, wow, man. It's like, I felt sorry for you, but your ass deserved to go.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It's a really dark moment in the movie.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. And I almost, that's what made me kind of give the movie points. So I was like, I wasn't expecting that at all. I'm glad y'all kind of kept it real right now. Because this is the point where the kids were about to ask, like, is that man going to be all right, Dad? And Dad, like, hold on. To answer your question, boy. And by the way, I don't think that dog going to make it.
You keep messing up. I'm going to chain you up outside, too.
And then we get to the end of the movie, man. In the end of the movie, this is the terrible part I'm talking about. Let me scoot up a little bit right here. Let me see. So the end of the movie has Bella, of course, making it back home, and when she gets back, she goes back to, like, she, and it's, man, it's something else too, because she's about to kill other people trying to get back. She causes a major traffic jam.
Uh-huh.
And all these cars are stopping. All these people trying to be cool. They're just like, just be cool, dog. Just be cool. Stop running. We want to help you. And Bella's like, no, I don't know what's happening. I got to get to Lucas. And Bella runs out in the middle. She crosses over the median, crosses over the middle of traffic. Almost, and she barely misses the truck. And like, oh shit, Bella made it. And then this cop car, or sheriff's car, just comes out and just kind of like, what do you call it? Jackknifes her ass. Just, oh, like a baseball bat just hit her.
Uh-huh.
And she's down, and they're kind of like, oh, we got to get this dog some help. And Bella still gets up, and she's like, got to get to Lucas. And she's on three legs, and she's bleeding. You're like, shit, is this dog a zombie now?
Uh-huh. You know?
And she gets to the VA, and she walks in there, and she's like, oh, shit, times have changed, because they got dogs in there all around.
Times have changed.
She's like, shit, really, now? Now you get fucking dogs? I'm half dead trying to get back home. And dog just like, even dog just kind of like, God damn, who is that? Somebody, security. And here's the funny part. Lucas sees her. She limps over to Lucas, and they're like, oh, she made it. We're reunited again. And the animal control guy, one dude had just had a heart on for Bella, been waiting on her ass to get back. He's even
Javert.
He's even like, you. He's been waiting in front of that old house that she lived in all this time for 2 years for Bella to get back. And he's like, aha. And it's kind of emotional because Bella sees her cat mother again, and she doesn't get to spend any time with her. Mm-hmm. And she just runs, and that guy finally catches up with them, and he's like, man, wait on that dog, and we're taking that dog in right now. And then the sheriff actually shows up, and the sheriff says, what's going on here? What's all this hoopla over a dog? And people in the VA is kind of like, yeah, you know, this dog right here, they want to take him, and he just got reunited with her owner, and you can't do this. And the sheriff is like, and he just, by the way, he's smiling the whole time. He's like, what's all the craziness here? and it gets weird because he's like, and they say, well, you're not taking this dog. I'm like, well, you know, in Denver, a pit bull is an outlawed dog. So if I got to come back with tear gas and taser you guys, well, then by golly, I'll do it.
Damn.
And at first, they're kind of like, he just playing, like, no, I'm fucking not. and then this is why it's so bad, because it plays out so quick. Because everything just falls into place perfectly. Ashley Judd is like, wait a minute, you said Denver, but the VA, it's his own precinct. It's his own.
Oh, fuck you. Come on.
It's his own entity. You have no jurisdiction here. And like, that's right, you don't. And the guy's like, well, that being said, who's to stop us from taking a dog? And then everybody steps up. Me. I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
Yeah, I'm Spartacus. Flying Tiger, Second Platoon, you know. I've been to Iraq. Me. I've been to Kuwait. Me. And then they all just step up. And the guy's like, well, I was in the military, too. And if you say the dog can't be taken, then all right. Well, then that's it. And he just walks back to the car. It's as simple as that. Oh, and by the way, he looks over to the guy that's been waiting on Bella for 2 years. And you know something? You've been trouble for the last 2 years. You're the least liked guy around here. I'm taking you off the streets. Hooray!
It's like a high school play.
Yeah, yeah. All that in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Less. It's like, oh, Jesus, man. Hurrah!
The VA is its own precinct. Mom, you just now decided to mention that.
That played no part in the movie at all. Nobody meant that. It was a clue dropped as to that. It's kind of like this. All of a sudden, wait a minute. I just read something on the internet. That's it. Get the fuck out of here with that. That's crazy. Hey, come on, give your review real quick. Let's see what you thought about this, because I think he thought differently than me, but yeah. And even Jacob's in the movie. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
I was like, oh no.
Yeah, what'd you think about this, Jay?
Oh, movie's ridiculous, but I didn't hate it at all. I thought cinematography was great. That dog's fucking cute. And that dog, I would tell you, I think that dog's the best actor in the whole movie.
Oh, damn.
I think the other actors are great. The only two actors I would say are terrible is the animal control guy. And then there's this guy named Becker. You remember the bald dude that confronts
the neighbor? Yeah. Yeah.
He says to her, like, she's walking Bella and she's like opening her door to her house. And he goes like this, nice dog. Oh, I didn't mean to startle you. I'm just saying that I want to introduce you. And she's like, what do you want? And he's like, well, just listen, lady. If you want to start a war, and Ashley Judd goes like, war? Do you even know what war is? I'm like, what the fuck?
She's a vet.
Right.
I think that you're right, but the kidney subplot, I thought that was the best one. Also, you didn't mention this. The second best subplot is at one point during the movie, this gay couple finds Bella and they take care of her for a while, but the conclusion to it was so bad.
Yeah, it was.
Again, I didn't hate the movie. I think that a lot of people will like this. I think kids are going to love this, even the ridiculous shit that ends up in it. I give it a high rental. I think you can rent this and not be mad. If you paid full price for this, I think you'd be extremely pissed off and be like, you know.
Yeah, it ain't a full price movie.
No, or better than sex, or, you know. I didn't hate it. I'm not going to tell you, oh, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. But overall, it's a fine movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad at all, man. Not bad. Not enough cute stuff in there.
Okay, so y'all aren't that different.
No. We're moving on from this. About to get into something else. I'm just going to tell y'all something funny in that movie, though. There's a point there where they try to bring this dog back. Like, it's another dog. They try to bring him back to his owner, which I don't blame him. This is kind of a spoiler here, too, so don't listen if you really care. But there's this funny part of the movie where this the dog, like, they're in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this other dog that they meet. And that dog just loses his shit. And that dog starts an avalanche.
It buries
that guy. Yeah, you can see that guy. Like, there he is right there. It buries that guy. You can even see that guy like, oh, shit. It buries that guy. And it's not Bella that saves him. It's the other dog that actually started it.
Oh, really?
And we're supposed to kind of – and so when they try to bring the dog back, the guy's lying in bed with a broken leg and everything.
Yeah, this is the gay couple thing.
They try to bring this dog back to this man that got caught in the avalanche. And the guy's like, I don't want that fucking dog. We're supposed to feel bad. And I was like, I don't really feel bad. That dog did kill that man almost.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about that dog. Get him out of here.
Big, dumb fucking dog.
Yeah. Yeah, the dog almost killed me. It's like, because they were like, that dog saved your life, sir. Like, that fucking dog almost got me killed.
He's just excited to see you, sir. You just have to understand that.
Yeah. Hey. Are you two faggots? Get out of my house. Sir. Hey, Sammy, come in. I want to do this thing with you, man. I got this segment coming up before we get into anything here. I want to get your opinion on something. Oh, let me see what we got here. Let me bring up this email from Drew Gears.
How you doing, Sam Stone?
Doing all right. I had a chair here, but now it's a wheelie chair. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, just a regular chair?
Yeah. These ones, like, they're all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be this. Oh. Oh, well, I'm fine. I heard we're leaving our jackets on this episode.
Yeah, though, man. So. Actually, I'm comfortable now. Yeah, I got. Yeah, at first I was hot. Then I was like,
I know. I think I'm gonna put mine on.
That's why you left that fan on. You put it. Hold on, Martin. Let's see.
Hey, Martin, I got an extra jacket if you like. If you want. Oh, so how you doing, Sammy?
Doing all right. I don't know if I'm sick or what, but I am feeling off today.
It's going around.
Yeah, I don't know because I thought it was allergies. I went out and I had a party. Went out party and had a good time last night, and then but I had a little bit of a headache. And then I got home and I woke up this morning. I was like, well, I'm not hungover, but I still have a killer headache. And so that's why I was over there sleeping right now. Because, like, see if I can get rid of this headache. And it's mostly gone now, but yeah, something's going around.
There you go. You just have to sleep it off.
Maybe. I don't know. We had that brunch or whatever have you, and that shit was good. Yeah. With Jeremiah.
With the Haymaker. Yeah. Haymaker brunch.
Oh, they have a brunch over there?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, my Bloody Mary was like $2.50. I was like, all right.
Nice.
Not bad at all.
Let's go ahead and get to this email real quick because. I thought that this might be a good email, and then it turned out that it was enough information there that it could probably turn into a little segment. And as you all may know, we're in 2019. Somebody's like, what? Shit, come here and tell me that shit. But we're in 2019, which means now that we are, since we're still fresh in 2019, it's January, we can still kind of reflect on things now. We have some
perspective.
And not only just perspective, but complete perspective right. On 2018. You know, hopefully nothing just slipping in at the last minute here. Mm-hmm. And Drew Gears, one of our supporters here, sent this email over, and now this is his title. Who fucked up in 2018? He updated to put more names on here, but he says, hey, crew, I know I sent you this before about this idea where you guys have a discussion about who fucked up in 2018. But however, I thought I would update it considering there were other fuck-ups in 2018 that I forgot to put in there. So who do you think fucked up the most in 2018? Now, we got a list right here. We're starting out, of course, with Kanye West, followed by Donald Trump, Roseanne Barr, Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones, Logan Paul, Channel Awesome, Laura Ingraham, Bill Maher, MoviePass, and Tucker Carlson. Now, I thought that we would take his list and just go down. And look, there might be more. But we're just going by what he gave us.
Okay.
And we'll go down the line here.
Yeah, we got to narrow it down somehow.
Right.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of fuck-ups going on in 2018. Does R. Kelly count as 2019?
It counts forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on so long.
But it's just now.
It's now blowing up in 2019.
Yeah. So we'll take 2019 because that's when the show came out. Yeah. So we'll add this to the list for 2019. But let's go down the list of what we have here right now and see how these so-called fuck-ups compare to each other. Let's start out with R. Kelly. I mean, I'm so damned. Somebody said, too late. Start out with Kanye West. Now, Kanye West, people like, okay, how'd he fuck up? And other people like, well, pick one. I mean, you know, but the main thing probably has to do with his sudden loyalty to Trump, where he came out and not only seemed to embrace Trump, but look at Trump as a father figure. And the biggest thing that puzzled people about Kanye West is when he was allowed into the White House. People debate several reasons why, but Trump brought him to the White House to talk about how to fix, I don't know, the state of the world, current problems. Even at the end of this session, Trump didn't even know what the hell he was talking about.
There's infinite amounts of universe in this alternate universe. So it's very important for me to get Hoover out.
Jim Brown, like, what is this nigga talking about?
I thought this was going to be a good thing.
Because in an alternate universe, I am him. And I have to go and get him free because he was doing positive inside of Chicago, just like how I'm moving back to Chicago. And it's not just about, you know, getting on stage and being an entertainer and having a monolithic voice that's forced to be a specific party.
When he went in there and talked this crazy shit right here, it was one thing if he had gone in and was able to kind of make sense, somewhat, just a little bit of sense. But it soon became obvious that when Trump didn't even know what the hell he was talking about, he's like, what the fuck did I just do? Like, Trump don't have too many regrets about things. Uh-huh. That was one of them right there that was clear on his face. And that's where we finally realized, at least some people, they assumed with a lot of confidence that Kanye was just kind of being used as a tool, where Trump was being called a racist and Trump was just kind of like, well, you know, if I bring Kanye, in his mind, king of the black people, then they'll see that I'm not a racist. And not only that, but I'm going to win these people over, because I think that Trump is if nothing else, is racist just by proxy. But he wants to be loved by everyone. He's such a narcissist, even black people, even who don't care about it. He wants to win their love, too.
Yeah, he just kept going on. Like, black people love me the most. They love me. And then the election results came out, and it was like, no, they don't.
No.
I don't so much think all those things you mentioned were Kanye's fuck-ups, because they left people baffled. Like, what is going on? What is this? Mm-hmm. His fuck-up didn't come until he said slavery was a choice. And that's when people made up their minds. They went, oh, okay, well, fuck that guy. Yeah, I mean, people who've been loyal forever.
You know why I think that? It's look. This,
I know
this,
it all culminated there.
Yeah, no, it's all ingredients in one fuck up stew. And
you can get a D-teamer style. Yeah,
making it in our stew pot. No, man, because he said that, and he got some. He got hard blowback for it. A lot of criticism, huge backlash. And then he went and did this. So I'm not saying one's more important than the other. It's just that it's one fuck up after another.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's when he says slavery is a choice, and all of a sudden people.
Like, that was the one where he actually issued an apology for saying it. Mm-hmm. Where all those others, he was just like, well, I'm just telling it like it is. Mm-hmm. Like,
But then, you know, after that apology, he went and did this.
Right.
And the thing we have to consider is, did he really mess up? Because some people will mess up and you have to like say, all right, maybe they messed up for us, but that life still goes on.
Right.
I think in a way he did. I think that he actually, look, he still got his money. He still has fans, but I think he lost a significant number of people after that happened.
Yeah.
I know people who not boycotting him, just says, I'm just done.
Yeah.
You know, and I think while he hasn't suffered financially from this, and I think he will still have his fans out there, his career will go on. I think for narcissists to know that they've lost some people, that gets to them. That's got to hurt a little bit.
The biggest part was that he didn't have to do any of that stuff. Like, so I'm like, Alex Jones, we'll get to him in a bit, but like, that's his whole bit, so it caught up with them. Mm. This, he could have just kept his mouth shut and been the top performing, top selling guy of the year. But he had to go and put himself out there. He had to go and speak all this nonsense, talking about time travel and shit. He didn't have to go to the White House and be, yes, I'm gonna take this guy's role. I'm gonna wear the hat. I'm gonna be there for Trump, and he's gonna be my guy. No one asked him to do that. No one told him to do that. He just thought it'd be a good idea to get clicks and views, and he got clicks and views, but it cost him everything.
And that's why I also think that he apologized for the statement. Some people even fighting for it, like, look, man, the brother's just kind of confused, and he apologized for it.
He's mentally ill.
Yeah. But that's what this is the point. When they saw him in the White House, mm-hmm. they were like, wow, man, you just don't give a shit about – you don't give – you know, let's take it back to your statement. You don't give a fuck about black people.
Yeah.
You were being – this is the one we saw that he really is just being used, man, because he loves the thought of the high, of the person in the most powerful position in the world mm-hmm. being his friend. That's how narcissists think, and they both think alike, mm-hmm. and it cost him.
Yeah.
People will go. They're almost ready to let him slide with that slavery is a choice, and that's a rough one.
That's a Hail Mary of trying to fuck yourself over. I mean, like when you say, you know, he doesn't care about black people, all of us are collectively Mike Myers at that moment. We're just like, fuck, right, how do we say that? And then we cut to Chris Tucker, and Chris Tucker's looking at the same, like, yeah, what the fuck do we say to that, right? Because he's saying this crazy shit, and you know he's sick. You know he's ill.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, somebody's got to wrangle him. Somebody's got to be like, Kim's got to be like, for our brand, shut the fuck up.
I really think Kim is trying. I really do.
She went to the White House and got someone exonerated, somebody that was activist or whatever mm-hmm. have you. And she's like, oh, yeah, give her a pardon. And Trump was like, sure. And everyone was praising her for that. So
yeah.
She almost unfucked up everything for him.
Yeah.
But he's just ruining it.
I agree with you, man. I think Kim, I mean, everybody can talk about the Kardashians all they want to, but the one thing they're about is their brand and their image. And I think at some point she's like, you know what? I think that's another thing. She married Kanye thinking, look, I'm marrying the most, you know, the most famous artist out there. And I think now she's like, what the fuck did I do?
Right.
I got this is more than I asked for. Damn, you know, he's worse than my kids.
At least Ray J should fuck up. Yeah.
He knew when to go away.
But then he puts out a sex tape.
He puts out sex tapes, again, extra footage now.
Let's move on to Trump. You're talking about Kanye with Trump. Let's move on to Trump himself. Has Trump really fuck. Yeah, Trump's been fucking up. But, you know, how you mess up, I think, is all perception. I think we still have to see if you know, the mess up for him, the true fuck up for him will be if everything comes crashing down on him. Right now, he's been able to wriggle himself out and lie his way out of everything and charm his way out of everything and pretty much brainwash people mm-hmm. into getting by. If all this catches up with him and it brings down his image, his presidency, I don't ever think he's going to get charged with something, but if his family is under threat of getting charged with some sort of crime mm-hmm. that where they will have power over him, that will be something that will be very hurtful to him. 2018, though, I don't think, as far as 2018 goes, as much as I like to say it, I think he's been pretty lucky.
Yeah, it's go ahead.
Well, he's lucky in as much as he hasn't been prosecuted for the things he's done. But all he's done is he's just been building a mountain of enemies. He hasn't been gaining more people. Mm-hmm. He's only been losing people. Each one of these decisions, it doesn't seem like it's enough to take him down, but it's taking him lower each time. And he let the government shut down. The government shut down, and he'd probably say, "I'll take responsibility for this." So it's like, okay, so it's all on you. And even people who have been his supporters mm-hmm. are slowly starting to see, like, hey, man, this guy's kind of fucking us over.
Yeah. This guy's crazy.
Yeah. TSA agents not getting their fucking paychecks. They're like, oh, shit.
Hey, you start playing people's money.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's leading up to 2019. This is my son. Let me ask you something. Because this, and I'll ask you if you agree with this or not. And if not, I mean, that's cool. I think that 2018, fine for him. 2019, that might be the bad year for him. How do you think?
We're coming to the third act of Menace to Society. Because you spend those first two acts where everything is mounting against this guy, and you're like, what's going to be the thing that takes him out? Because clearly it's going to be something.
Oh, yeah.
He's got 10 different lines going, all pointing back to him.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, there's only so much time you can run around. And it's just, you know, as people – you have people mounting their attack on him who are – rather than rushing in, they're going like, no, no.
Yeah.
Let's get everything set up. Mm-hmm. Make sure there's no more – close all the loopholes. So when we do this, he can't wriggle out of it.
Yeah. Shit, in the Menace Society, in the goddamn Fight Club, you find out he's talking to a completely other character. You can't leave me now.
But I mean, of all the fuck-ups of people who fucked up on that list, they've done things that have hurt themselves. He's doing things that are hurting thousands of people, millions of people.
But he's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, everything is going according to his plan. He just doesn't have a very good one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, he's hurting everybody else, but he himself is fine. I mean, his base is still there, and we haven't completely turned on him. I mean, the biggest L's he was taking is 2016 when he was fucking colluding with the Russians. Yeah. That's going to get him this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's what you have to kind of look at is, does a fuck – excuse me – count as you're doing this to other people, or are you okay? Because that – I'm looking at it how – did you come out of 2018 all right?
And the things that – probably the worst thing that happened to him was the Democratic House. That didn't happen to him. I mean, we made that happen against him. So he didn't really have any real say in that other than losing – I think, was it everybody he promoted or everybody mm-hmm. he said he wanted to win, they all lost.
And
so.
And even now, it's still up in the air to decide if this whole taking the government hostage thing is a win for him or not. I mean, right now is not, but
we've seen these things turn.
But with him, we've seen it turn. What if all of a sudden he just holds out and he finally, he gets what he wants. You know, he throws a tantrum and gets his way like he usually does. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's still, some things are still up in the air. I'd say this. I think 2018, fine for him. That's my opinion. What about you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he wanted to come off. The way he talks, he wants to come off as popular. He wants to be mm-hmm. more popular, especially more popular than Obama. And that's not even close to happening.
No, it's not. What about you?
It's a wash. I don't know. He neither plus or minus.
Okay.
He's okay. He came out unscathed, but nobody fucking liked him to begin with in 2018. Not anything fucking changed.
Okay. There is that.
Good point.
We don't like him. Most people don't. Anybody with sense doesn't.
Yeah.
So.
Roseanne Barr. No, she fucked up.
She done fucked up.
Yeah, that's a short one right there. I mean, you when you know, come on, you when you get your TV show taken away from you, And they've been pretty much people just kind of banish you.
It's called Roseanne, and they somehow cut her out of it.
They killed her. They killed you on your own show.
Is that what they did? They killed her?
Yeah, they killed her. Yeah, she had an opioid problem. She overdosed on her own show. And let me tell you something. She overdosed off screen.
Right.
People just came in. Hey, you hear Roseanne is dead? What? And they just kept on eating. Nah, man. When you lose your own show, that's a great point.
That's fucked up. That is. I didn't even know how they did it.
Me either.
Like Charlie Sheen did.
Yeah, she was. She had some sort of. She had an operation or something, and she took some medication and got addicted to it. And they said next thing she took a bottle full one night and she's gone. So yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, as we all know, she was very unapologetic for her support for Trump. But then she came out and said some jokes about black people. You remember what she said?
Oh, man, I don't.
And Jews.
She's Jewish.
Yeah, she just went off on something. And everyone was like, what the fuck, Roseanne? Calm your ass down. But then people, were like, no, we need to cancel her show.
Yeah, I think it's a situation when people think that she's actually mentally ill.
No, she definitely is. Yeah. She might be like borderline or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, she definitely lost, man. It took your show because you're crazy. Right. I mean, that says it all right
from
there.
From one tweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, definitely a loser of 2018.
And the arguing might be the biggest because she had nothing else really after that. I mean, what is she doing now?
In a straitjacket somewhere? I don't know.
I think she's got some kind of nut farm. I'm not lying.
She's just asking for it.
I mean, I know all the jokes are going to come from
that. Yeah, like, come
on. I honestly do believe she has a nut farm somewhere.
Good.
Try to send her to a nut house. So
yeah.
I'll turn.
Not a house, but a farm.
Nut farm, that's fine. Just throw her out there.
Yeah. Out there overall talking about
simple change.
Well, good. You know what? Hopefully in 2019 she'll grow her nuts and shut the fuck up. But right now, that's Megyn Kelly. That's that's a damn Roseanne lost weight in a matter of 10 minutes. Hopefully 2019 she'll get her life together and find something else going on. But yeah, she took a big loss in 2018.
Sad prediction. She might die. I mean, if she's going this crazy and nobody's really taking care of her enough for her to lose her show, she might just relapse. I don't hope for that to happen, of course. But
people be like, Roseanne's dead. And people are like, yeah, I saw the episode.
Yeah.
No, really, man.
Because, I mean, that's just like letting someone run free like that. I don't understand it. She has to be really sick for that to happen. Mentally ill.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Sometimes people get so powerful that nobody will tell them no.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's what's going on with her. I mean, her show is called Roseanne. It's based on her decisions. And sometimes when you have a lot of people around you who are yes people, that's when you get – whether you're crazy or not, you get emboldened enough to put any kind of tweet out there because you think everybody loves you. Mm-hmm. And people who are against you, all these other folks are going to defend me.
I don't even think she thought people loved her. She just was so hot. It just her opinion – she was just like, I got something to say.
Yeah, even John Goodman was trying to be cool. And he's just kind of like, I can't do nothing with her no more. I'm just trying to get my check.
Right.
Can't change this shit to the John Goodman show. I'm not gonna do nothing.
I mean, I know that they changed it to the Connors. That's what it is.
That's what it is, the Connors, yeah.
But they should have, you're right. They should have just made the John Goodman show.
Do you know how cool that would have been to show him going through grief for her?
And he's got a name that could sell it.
Yeah, exactly. I get that he was probably too busy because I don't know. He's got a lot of movie stuff going on right now. He's probably thinking like, well, this frees me up. Mm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We had her picture up a little while ago. Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly lost her show on NBC. She was fired by the station. But how much of a loss is it when you get fired and you settle for $69 million?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, she's one of these people that –
this is from Chicago Sun-Times right here, the article where she got – it says here that she's getting a payout of $69 million.
She keeps getting hired by the stations to do shows because they think, she's got a name and people know her. But then when she's on, the ratings go down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nobody knows what to do with her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. And people don't like her.
Yeah.
People were celebrating when she was leaving.
Yeah.
People had made a lot of people just did not hold back saying, I'm glad she's gone.
Because it's all those years she worked for Fox News, so people hated her for doing that. And then she dropped a dime on Roger Ailes and then left and then went to NBC. So then the people who liked her from Fox hated her for doing that. And then she comes over to the other side and they're like, we never forgave you.
yeah. So I don't know, man. She's getting paid. She'll probably work again. Is that one of the biggest losses? No, she lost a show, but I'll get opinions from you guys. I don't think that she's one of the biggest losers on this list. In fact, you get paid that much, $70 million, you winning.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, to find out that, okay, there's a lot of people, you know, who watch entertainment that don't like you, so you don't know them. Mm-hmm. You got your money. You made your apology. You got schooled a bunch. Mm-hmm. And then you got a name, and memories are short. And then in 3 or 4 years, she'd pop up somewhere doing something else. And people are like, hey, didn't she do that thing? What was that thing? I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, I think she's going to be all right. As much as I might not like her. She'll be all right.
I don't even remember what she did. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah. There you go, man.
It matters so little to me compared to all the other fuck ups that are here. You know?
Well, like I said, she lost her show on NBC. Is it NBC?
But why?
Yeah. She, you know what?
Her ratings are low.
They were already looking at her ratings are low. We want to get rid of her. And then she made a faux pas of saying something that I know a lot of white people think. And she just said, like, I don't understand why white people can't dress in blackface as a character.
She dresses Diana Ross.
Right. Why can't I do that? Yeah. And then it took some people. I think Roland Martin was one who did a whole show with her, just schooling her on the history of it.
Right.
And her going like, oh, I didn't know. I understand now. I didn't realize.
She messed up a lot and lost some things, but she gained a lot of money. So, and I think she'll be back. So not a big loser.
And that actually wasn't even the first time she had one of those kind of things. Yeah. Stuff that happened early in her career.
Somebody always going to embrace her, man. That's the way things are working right now.
Yeah. If you got some name recognition, still got a shot.
Like this guy right here.
I just gotta be careful to not, like, disrespect the culture. Japan is all about the respect. The dumb Americans have arrived.
That's, of course, Logan Paul. And Logan Paul had a bad year. There was that whole suicide forest thing. And then things just kind of dogpiled from there where they talked about how he seemed phony now, lost a bunch of sponsorships on YouTube.
Got them all back, though.
Got them all back. And, that, you know, that's the thing with Logan Paul, man. Logan Paul, I think he got taken off his YouTube, the movie or the series that they produced.
Yeah, he had a movie that was in the works, and they canceled that temporarily / forever.
But he's still making money.
He had that big boxing match in the middle of the year at KSI.
Right.
And so he made a damn near $1 million. It was one of the highest viewed, you know, streaming things of the year last year.
Yep.
If not, it was the highest.
I don't see where he lost at all. I mean, maybe temporarily. And he had to, you know, eat some humble pie and act sad. But honestly, before he did all this, I had no idea who he was. And I know a lot of people who that's the case.
Yeah. I talked to... Of course, you know, we talked to some YouTube people and we know some inside things and people saying that that's what Logan Paul wants, man. You know, look, he'll come out, make an apology. Fans will be there. If YouTube want to punish this guy so much, there's no way they would have put this KSI versus Logan Paul a boxing match on, which was a weak ass boxing match, by the way. But he got paid from that. Got more attention on him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this guy ain't losing shit, man. No. Logan Paul pissed us off, but Logan Paul.
He going to be all right.
He is all right. Ain't going to be all right. He is all right. And Logan Paul, I thought that he was going to kind of change, and maybe he has softened up a little bit, but he's still the same guy. You know, his culture relies on, and his business relies on staying relevant and doing things out there that will shock, anger, and get people talking about him, whether that's good or bad. So, That's an easy one, man. No, not at all. At least I don't think so. Let me bring this other one up here. I don't know if I brought this one, if I queued this one up. Let me see. Today's Sunday, right?
Yes, it is.
Where's your boy at? There he is. What about this guy? Things go bad for him?
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people. These are demons.
That is Alex Jones. Alex Jones has not been having a good time in 2018 and not going in 2019 too good either.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the whole thing with that really started to get sour for Alex Jones is when the people from Sandy Hook started to call him out, even bring on lawsuits. And yeah, and at this point, winning, and Alex Jones has lost a lot of sponsorships. He's received a lot of negative attention.
He got cut from social media, for fuck's sake.
Twitter and what?
Twitter and fuck. What was it? It might have been.
Was it Facebook?
Facebook? Might have been Facebook,
yeah,
too.
I think it was.
And that's huge.
Was it iTunes?
iTunes.
Every single Okay, that's right. And what about his and his own website, right?
Yeah.
Twitter, yeah, he got some of his stuff banned on YouTube too.
Yeah. Right. So like when you're that type of guy who's not a real celebrity, he's not on broadcast, he's not on anything like that. When you get those things taken away from you, you have nothing. He's just a guy now. He's just a crazy dude.
I would love to say that he's not a celebrity, but he very much is.
He is.
But what's the last you heard of him other than he lost the fucking thing?
Oh, he's out there, man. People.
Yeah, no, he pops up on talk shows.
Mm-hmm. People still mention him. President, I think, still tweets about him sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Look, whether you like it or not, he's relevant. Maybe not in the way he even wants to be. But he suffered a lot. Fuck? Yeah, man. He done. Yeah,
are those Trumps?
They're not yellow, so no.
I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're being invaded by South American walruses.
And that's another thing, man. It's always – exactly. What? It's, people – I think that
– Does South America have walruses?
They don't.
He's talking about immigrants from South America coming over. And he's talking about how fat they are. So, but that does
okay. What the fuck?
But that all doesn't right. matter because he's always saying something crazy, man. He's all – I will say that he's lost so much, and now the people, the parents of Sandy Hook, mm-hmm. they've sued him and won.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know how much money this is going to bleed him. I don't know if he's going to come in and have he's going to take them to court. But I know that there's a lot of people now who watch him just because they find him just entertaining. Like people are watching him now just like any other piece of YouTube entertainment. They think he's just fucking crazy and they just want to hear some crazy stuff.
I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere and humans are turning on everywhere. And that we thank God for Donald Trump because Donald Trump is putting himself under the full media and psychic and cultural attack of the enemy. And it's real. It's not a put on. This is 100% real. The energy level is just rising to an absolute cacophony, a crescendo, a finale, a coup de grace, a Guterdomerong battle.
Everything he does gets crazy, and I would like to say that I'm happy to say that he's lost enough to where I think that he's no matter how many people are tuning in to see him act crazy, money is where it really counts.
Yeah,
and a lot of people starting to hit him in his pockets.
Well, you know, you could of all things you could take from me, likability, money, and all custody of my kids. I feel it tops the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many kids does he have? Because I know he was doing some shows with his son, and his son is like old enough now to where they are doing shows together.
Oh,
okay. But he has a younger one. Yeah. He lost custody of them.
Yeah,
and he got caught watching transgender porn on his phone, and then
you know that it could be
plus or minus.
Who knows? He said he was doing research.
Research,
with his dick.
But
I don't know.
But they did make a really good J. Jonah Jameson based off of him in that video.
Oh, that's true.
Because I was like listening to this, I was like, man, J. Jonah Jameson's really good in that video game, dude.
Yeah.
Nah, I think he has lost. One of the big losers of 2018. Channel Awesome people know that they went to some trouble. A lot of people left. There was some controversy going on with Doug Walker on who's running the channel, and they lost some subscribers. However, some of the subscribers came back. The channel's still making money. I don't, and you don't hear people talking about Channel Awesome anymore. I mean, it kind of went through its thing, and people had their stories. Channel Awesome had its stories. I don't think that's the least on one of the least on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of small potatoes compared to everything else. But at the same time, that list is still super small. I imagine. Remember, they had like the 20 creators, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and it just kept going down every single day.
Yeah,
I mean, now they're down to just the regular guys, the two main guys, and the Walkers and. That's it. They still make their stuff. They're fine. So everyone else who's kind of was scattered about, maybe they're the ones that may have lost in the meantime.
So kind of a toss up in a way. Like they lost some, but they're still okay.
Yeah, I think the main people, like the Walkers, I think they're fine. I think the people that got shafted, the ones that had the complaints, I think they're the ones that really actually lost.
Okay, so
they don't have the audience anymore.
Yeah. So China Awesome did lose a little bit then.
Right. Yeah. So the people part of it. Yeah. The people as a part of the team, but not the main guys.
Not the main guys. Okay.
That's how I think.
No, I hear you. Laura Ingraham still out there doing her thing. She ain't lost nothing. She lost some sponsorships, and then some stuff came back. She's all right. I'm not even worried about her. This guy, I don't think this guy has suffered anything. I don't even know if I'll put him on the list. He made some people mad, but as far as suffering, don't know about that.
I mean, I don't know very much about Stan Lee, and it certainly wasn't a swipe at Stan Lee. It was.
You still liked him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, really, of course, fine. I'm agnostic on Stan Lee. I don't read comic books. I didn't even read them when I was a child. What I was saying is a culture that thinks that comic books and comic book movies are profound meditations on the human condition is a dumb f***ing culture.
Pissed me off, pissed a lot of other people off, but did his career really suffer? No.
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 Him
no.
saying dickish stuff, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's what he does, yeah. Look, I mean, I got pissed off, but whatever, man. You know, I've moved on, and so it's like, it ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that's his opinion, man, and I might not like, I think it was misinformed, and that's the only thing that I thought was bad about him saying that, and that wasn't because of his opinion. He was just putting out some misinformation based on his ignorance. But his career's still going, man. Ain't nobody worried about this.
Yeah, it's not like I can't say, well, after he said that, I stopped watching his show because I was already not watching his show. Yeah. So he's not losing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, man?
I have no – I'm agnostic on this whole
thing.
Bill Maher. I mean, like I said, the only time I hear about him is when he's saying stupid shit. Like the house N-word thing. He got through that. If he can get through that, he can get through
Yeah, exactly. Comments. Yeah, if he can get through that, then this is nothing.
Yeah. 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 I don't read those nigger books.
Wait, I'm sorry, I mixed that up.
What?
I think our culture that's obsessed with house O.
If you hear it in context, no, wait. Sorry.
We're rounding this up and about to be done. This one will go through real quick. Tucker Carlson, don't like him, but not suffering.
What did he do to lose?
He lost some sponsors. Just a couple.
And he lost a lot of – was it him that went to that Trump rally and everyone was like, yo, you're a part of the press. You can't do that shit. Like, you can't be vouching for somebody if you're doing a news report.
I don't know.
I think it might have been him, and people were –
That was him?
That was him.
I don't do news. Come on.
Yeah. Right. I'm from Fox.
But even Fox people are like, dude, what the fuck? That totally breaches our fair and balanced idea that we have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you see this guy, it's like, yeah, I'm going to report the news of fair and balanced, but I'm at this guy's rally saying how fucking great he is and sucking his dick.
Yeah.
Fuck Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Rat bitch.
Yeah, no, I don't like – <Yeah, right.
laughs> You rat fuck. Look at his face. I want to punch his face.
No, man. I remember when people – he's the only guy like I would – like I'm not petty enough to talk about people's fashions, but when he had that bow tie on, I wanted to just choke his ass.
Okay, yeah, I don't recognize him without the bow tie.
Yeah. Even bow ties don't like him no more. I don't want to be associated with Tucker Carlson.
Dear Mr. Carlson, could you stop wearing us? Ruin it for other people.
Yeah, but somebody even said something positive about him the other day. They said, you know, he said something about Trump that actually might be right. He's not suffering from
it. He did? Because he's Trump's boy.
No, he is. He is, but nobody's worried about him. He's fine.
He might as well be the fucking president, though. He's not really losing too much when he says, "Hey, Trump, you're being a little bitch," and then makes the whole government shut down because of it. No. Like,
well, that wasn't just him. That was
him and
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh and what's her name?
I hate Mexicans.
What's her name?
Kelly, no.
Ann Coulter. Coulter. Yeah. Coulter. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if he's 1/4 of the presidency, that's still pretty good. Still a pretty good way to be.
Yeah. Why do you even have an administration or a cabinet? Why don't you
right.
Why don't you just hire Fox News and these fake news reporters or show host? You know,
I don't. You gonna take that?
Yeah.
But look at that. They made Trump into a bitch.
That's
Rush Limbaugh said what?
That fucking baffles me, man. It's like, yeah, you called him a little bitch, and so he shut the fucking government down for a record 25 days, 22
You
want
to let them talk to you like that?
God,
man, a TV show.
A TV show.
Shut the government down.
Fucking pundits. They don't even matter.
This is our last one right here. Movie Pass. Everybody was up on Movie Pass.
I would say this goes to the top of the list.
This is the winner.
Yeah, that's the winner. Because everybody was all about Movie Pass.
Out of everybody on this list, they lost everything and still losing. Nah, man. I don't think that there's any anybody got an argument at all. Which one is the biggest loser here? Movie Pass is the one.
It was reigning supreme for so long. Everyone was like, "Yeah, Movie Pass, gotta get it." And then it just started dying. And it was a slow and painful death.
And it was built on fake money.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like a big Ponzi scheme.
And they are still dying.
And still send out, hey, you want to come back? We got this new deal, same price, but you get to see three shitty movies a month, huh?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if you could just see three movies, but they make you see the shittiest movie.
Right. Hey, Dog's Purpose is out. You want to see that? You want to see that again?
I just got rid of my movie pass. First of all, I wasn't using it, so I forgot about it. But I went on there to see just what was available. I said, are they going to let me offer me something to make me stay? I went on there to see what was available, and they allowed me to see The Mule. Two weeks later.
Oh.
I couldn't even see it on the night it opened up. Yeah, I was like, I'm out. So MoviePass, I think, wins here out of everything. Yeah. They lost everything, and that is the clear winner for that. So there you go. If there's anybody that we missed, please let us know. Leave a comment. Send us an email. School us on what we didn't include in there. We'd like to know more because I know that there's enough fuck-ups in 2018 that we just
did
not.
I think it'd be tough to beat MoviePass.
Yeah.
Ain't that something, man?
Because you flashed that list, I was like, "Yeah, I think I know who."
The moment that red screen came up, those two words, the whole audience is like, "Ah,
you sucker!
Ah, fuck you!" Yes, MoviePass is the one, but I'm sure if there's others out there, you'll let us know. So please do comments, emails, anything else. Let us know. Oh, let's see here what we got. See what the chat is talking about right now. What about Corey Coleman for not, man, you motherfucker. What about Corey Coleman for not giving Miles Morales a better than sex?
By the way, this isn't Carlos.
By the way, this isn't Carlos. Well, then I think that Spider-Man would have lost, not me. Hey, I'm still good. You know what? I think Carlos lost.
His goddamn mind.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. Yeah, man. Well, let's see. The chat's talking about good to hear y'all. Good to have y'all here, too.
Let's see. Oh.
Boy.
Somebody mentioned Felix and the watermelon pillow.
Yeah, banishment is a pretty hard fall.
Yeah, amongst our ranks. Yeah, he was the biggest fuck up out of all that. And there's been some, but that nothing's going to top that watermelon incident.
Bro, some shit out of him. That shit was funny. Like, I was scared because your brother has this intensity about him that I see in very few people. So when he slapped the shit out of Felix, I knew Felix was going to fight back, but I knew your brother was down to fucking scrap. And I was like, oh, shit.
And my brother, I talked to my brother the other day. He's like, man, I don't even remember doing that shit. I was just angry.
He's already mad.
He blacked out, man. Yeah. Marcus says, great segment. Thank you. Well, I got to thank Drew Gears for that. Hey, you guys, don't hesitate to send us some material for segments like that, too. I mean, that was very good, Drew. Thank you very much. And he put all that together. So, yeah, man. He put up Uncle Remus. Not Uncle Remus, but Uncle was it Uncle?
Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
That's perfect.
Kanye is Uncle Ruckus, man. Oh, who is this?
Oh, a guy tried to rob a UFC fighter woman.
Oh damn. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's not a big one. James Gunn. Now, James Gunn, he got scooped up by DC. So, nah, he's good, man. I knew he's going to be all right.
And he had people fighting for him.
Yeah. I'm glad too, man. Somebody says, segment is a 10 out of 10. Put it on YouTube. I think we will, man. It was fun to talk about that. Please send us more out there. Love doing those kind of things. Oh, now what do we got? What more we got here? Oh, let me do this real quick. And hey, you want to read that email that
Yeah, I was just gonna bring that up.
Marcus sent us. Okay.
What is your favorite? A new segment on the show.
Okay, let me see. I got. Okay, I think I got you, Martin. You might surprise me.
Okay.
But I had your answer. But I'm gonna let you answer and let you know if I was thinking it. Good evening, Pastor Coleman, Minister Martin, and Minister Gonzalez. Bohemian Rhapsody and Green Book have been catching heat for issues with historical accuracy regarding their films. Not one or two films.
Name one.
I'm sorry. Name one or two films where the historical inaccuracies were so problematic and so offensive, you had to give the film a low score. This is gonna say toasting. Martin, what you thinking, man?
I'm thinking of something with a one, well, I guess a two-word title, and the second word is starts with an I.
Oh, then we did not have it.
Oh.
I was thinking, Carlos actually was thinking what I was thinking. The Blind Side.
Oh, yeah.
Which one were you thinking of?
Well, I was thinking about the identical, but it doesn't really count. But
not identical don't count. No, no, no. That's not even like a but any, no, they made up their own science fiction world with that shit, man. No, that don't count.
But yeah, The Blind Side. Whew,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. How many times are we going to answer this? Tell people that. Marcus, we just messing with it. But you come on, man. You watch us enough to know that. Yeah, yeah. Because that one's mine, too. All right. Let's see what else we got. Somebody said Django Unchained. I mean, I'm about to beat your ass for saying that's even
Glorious Bastards.
See, yeah. Let's see. Somebody said, hurry up, Corey. We got to watch True Detective. Oh, that's coming on tonight.
Oh, yeah, with Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, yeah, man. Y'all got HBO Go. You can watch that shit in a little while. Shut up.
HBO Go, fuck yourself. We're doing the show, all right?
Yeah, shut the hell up. Interrupting our flow. All right. Well, we'll do this real quick. Do this very quickly. And then we are out of here very quickly.
Hot.
All right.
I just noticed that clip is 40 seconds long. I wonder how annoying that would get after if you let it run all the way through.
Let's wait for a class to come up over here and just put this shit on autoplay.
Because you cut off about 10 seconds, right? That's enough, right? But that's a 40-second clip of just that repeating over and over.
I've taken that challenge. I did not make it.
The B-14 challenge.
I got about 20 seconds in. I was like, oh, I'm done.
All right, it's enough.
Let me see here. What we got? What do we got? Narrow. That's not what I want. There we go. That's what I'm looking for right there. Let me sit here and get this music up here so we can do this correctly, so we can come correct. And we're talking about the top five weekend box office, where we talk about the movies that made it into the top five this weekend. But you know something? Here's a funny thing. Fun fact. Just because you're in the top five don't mean you're always on top. Bodies Review. Plan on doing that on – I'm going to watch that, but if I can get a hold of it. But I'm planning on doing that on – either Tuesday or Wednesday. I got to go get that movie out the way, though. Replicas, man. I'm dying to see that. People are already saying, worst movie of 2019. Wow. Yeah, Keanu Reeves, man. My boy John Wick. Doing me like this, man. Shooting his own self in the foot.
He killed everybody else.
Yeah,
he
got nothing.
Yeah. he got no more targets. Oh, I'm sorry. With John Wick, it's blam, 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 blam.
Yeah, man. Let me see. All right. Let's start out with number five. Martin, sir, what is number five?
Escape Room.
Martin, you are correct. It is Escape Room. Weekend gross, $8.9 million. Total gross, $32.4 million. After 2 weeks, this is doing very well. It's an entertaining film. It just kind of messes up at the end, but it's a budget of $9 million. So, needless to say, a success.
Yeah, doubled its budget again. I mean, in its second week. So it's fine. Sony has the 5, 4, and 3 movies of the week this year. So, or this movies of the week, top grossing. Man, words are hard. And and so this movie came in and out. Sony's just kind of adding it to its Rolodex of little successes here and there. I mean, people were kind of scared that they were going to go under after the leaks and everything, but they're still coming out with some hits, you know? I mean, you may not like it, but I mean, $32 million on a $9 million budget. That's really good.
I feel like it deserves it. I mean, it did. You know, it wasn't a bullshit movie where they just threw something together.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
We gave it a rental, but a good rental. It's I actually like this movie, man. Mm-hmm. I even like that ridiculous-ass ending they got. Stupid-ass ending they got, you know.
Well, clearly we're going to see a part two and see where it goes.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know, right?
The dumb shit they get into.
Escape House.
Yeah. It really will turn into Cube in the next one.
Yeah. See, we can work out this dumbass puzzle. How'd y'all get here? All right, let's go ahead and get to the number four movie.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes, sir. Weekend gross, $9 million. Total gross, $147.7 million domestic after 5 weeks on a budget of $90 million. So that's a hit.
So the Golden Globe for Best Animated Film. So everyone was like, let's go see it again. I mean, it dropped only 34%. And the only way at this point that you can even get those type of numbers is if people go and see it again and again and again. But kind of comparing it to other movies that came around at the time, like people liked Bumblebee, but that shit's been gone for a while. Yeah. So this is the one that ended up having the edge overall.
Yeah, I always thought, I was like, this movie's going to have legs. Eight of them, in fact. But no, I knew it would stick around and make
shut
money.
Your mouth.
I knew.
Shut up. Don't you say another word. We're going to move on from there, right? What is the number three movie, Martin?
I don't remember. No, A Dog's Way Home.
Yes, A Dog's Way Home.
I would have been the one telling you, shut up. I saw it coming.
$11.3 million this weekend on its opening weekend. And that's on a budget of $18 million. So that's good, right?
I mean, we all laughed at the trailer, so the fact that it's in the top five, that's good, I guess. But at the same time, it had a 3,000 theater release, like 3,090.
Whoa.
So that's not a lot of money per theater.
Like, your tone changed fast.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck were y'all doing?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, big release. Everyone wants this. So people, they're like, yeah, this is the same Dog Gets Lost, Gets Found movie. We like it. Take your girlfriend to go see it, whatever have you. You're fine. Nobody cares.
You like the Russian mobster, John Wick.
Hey, Alyssa says, fun fact, spiders have eight legs. For those who didn't get the joke. So, yeah, man, it's...
I mean, CGI cougars. I mean, people were, if they're not going to go see it for a laugh, they're going to go see it to have a heartwarming film for everybody. So
for the grandparents and the kids.
Yeah.
That's not nice. The Scorpion says, who's dumber, Corey? Bella the dog or Bella Swan? Well, Bella Swan, because she's a real person. And Bella's a dog, you know? Come on. Oh, let's see here. No, who's Bella Swan? She's actually...
That's from Twilight.
Twilight. Oh, yeah. She's not... Oh, the character. Yeah. Oh, fucking... No, she is, yeah. You know what? Because at least this dog fucking emotes.
Well, but she's a teenage girl being seduced by a... old vampire.
200-year-old vampire.
Yeah.
Vampire, whatever.
But she shows no emotion.
No.
That dog can act. I mean Kristen Stewart can act, but not in that movie.
I mean, if you live in Seattle, you wouldn't emote either. It's
right.
All cloudy and shit.
It's raining all the time. It's depressing.
Yeah, I want to be a vampire live forever.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, she's getting old.
That last movie in that series was fucking great, though.
It was. That big fight.
That big fight.
Oh, the Twilight?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Heads getting ripped off. That Dakota Fanning throwing a clearly prop baby into a fire is the funniest thing I've seen in my life.
I actually like that movie. And they actually got people with it. It was all a dream. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, right. I do. But it was still, it's like, normally I'd be mad, but I was like, that actually was cool enough that I'll let it go.
Yeah. But if you actually look at that movie, nothing actually happens in the movie.
Oh, no,
like,
you're right.
Nothing happens.
Nothing.
Like, they go, they're like, we have this meeting, and then nothing happens from we need to have this meeting to the meeting.
It's like the director looked at the script and went, hey, so is there anything that's supposed to happen? Is there another part to this? It's like, no, that's it. And he's like, I'm not going to direct a movie where nothing happens. If I got to squeeze it in there, by God, it's happening.
The movie is just one big long introduction to other vampires. Hey, I'm the New Orleans vampire. Look at my coat.
That's right. Yeah, like Samoan. Yeah,
just all these vampires. Hey, we need you to fight. Okay.
How'd you travel? You can't be. Never mind.
It's like, hey, man, we got this cool fight scene in this movie. You in? Sure, why not?
They ripped the top of dude's head off, man. That shit was nuts. Yeah. They grabbed him by the top of the mouth and ripped the shit off. I was like, whoa.
It's kind of fun. What's our next movie, Martin?
Aquaman.
Number two, Martin, you are correct.
That falling down. They thought it was going to be the number one more time.
But it's still a lot of money, man.
Oh, yeah.
17.2 this weekend, 17.2 million, that is, for a total gross domestically, $287.8 million after 4 weeks, and that's on a budget of $200 million.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Made $1 billion. So this is the second DC overall movie to do it, first DCEU movie to do it. I mean, The Dark Knight Rises was the only one that's making more than this, and this has a chance to beat that. So this will be the highest grossing DC movie ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's – okay. Something that makes sense about that. I read this article. I think it was from Business Week. They were talking about how one of the reasons why Aquaman is doing fun, other than that it's just a goofy film that people don't have to take seriously after everything that was so dark with all these other movies. Mm-hmm. He said, think about it. You've had a Batman movie. You had Superman. You had several superhero ensembles, and all these movies that are all of a sudden doing great. They're kind of a first. Deadpool coming out there being a rated R superhero comic that stays very close to material. What was the – well, they mentioned something else too. Oh, Logan kind of being a first. Mm-hmm. And then Aquaman. They said you never had an Aquaman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is – you got one that people actually liked. They said it could that could be also a big contributor to this movie being a success because people have been waiting on an Aquaman movie for years. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound right. When you said people have been waiting on an Aquaman movie for years.
Actually, people have.
Because people have done nothing but make fun of Aquaman.
That's why they want to see one. It's like, hey, you know what? There's been a lot of movies they made fun of superheroes, and they got them right. We're living in an age right now where it took people that we didn't think would work at all. Guardians is a bunch of superheroes that they didn't think would work. Who did they kick things off with? Iron Man. Who would have thought that? You know, so people are saying, yeah, it's been such a joke for years that people want to see one finally done right. And one thing that helped boost that, too, is like them talking about doing an Aquaman movie on – oh, what was that show?
Entourage.
Entourage, yeah.
Back when they first started it, when people liked Entourage, until everybody went like, wait, this is about a bunch of douchebags. I hate this show.
And they said, you know what? I'd rather see an Aquaman movie than this shit right here. Yeah. So, yeah, it got a little bit of a boost from that.
I just think it's one where it's so goofy and nonspecific that it translates well in other languages.
It does. And like I said, people are, at this point,
it's colorful.
These movies are so serious. People are just kind of like, I just don't care. I just want to see something that's just crazy. And it is crazy. I'll give you that much. Let's go ahead and get into our, let me bring it up here. What beat Aquaman? What pulled Aquaman under? What is it, Martin?
Well, the upside is the upside.
Yeah. Kevin Hart.
He does it again.
$19.5 million for the upside. That's on a budget of $37.5 million. And this was a movie that I'm surprised it did as well as it did. Well, not really, because Kevin Hart's in it.
Well, they are too, because they didn't expect it to do this well either.
It didn't get a huge push either.
Not a huge push. I mean, audiences liked it because they like Kevin Hart. Same thing that always happens. The opening weekend, people go see Kevin Hart movies because they really like him. But, you know, they're like, Bryan Cranston, okay, he's in a wheelchair. Okay, so is it serious? Is it jokey? So people really didn't know what to do with this movie because critics also kind of didn't really like it. So,
yeah.
Like, there was no real word of mouth, but there was a lot of quite a bit of advertising for it near the end, like on football and stuff. Then you have some of the controversies with Kevin Hart and the fucking Oscars, so people are trying to support him.
Yeah.
It's just like this big mishmash of just what do we do with this movie? Put it at the end, hope for the best, and they got what they got out of it.
Well, as Alyssa said, it's a movie for the masses. Yeah, you say that?
It is. I mean, I think it's an enjoyable enough movie the first time you see it, but not to walk out and go, man, I sure would like to watch that again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was actually cut from being rated R to 13 after the company that released it, STX, that bought it out, when the Weinstein Company went kind of dissolved. So they're like, can you make this a PG-13? They go, yeah, we can do that. So,
okay.
I mean, did it seem like that when you guys went and watched it? That it could have been more serious, a more R-rated territory?
I could kind of see
what you do. Language-wise, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it worked worked that way. Controversy over adverts. Cheaper, as you said, Corey. Oh. I don't know where that's coming from. Kevin Hart's controversy.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, there was some controversy over Bryan Cranston. There was a controversy over, wait, how come you guys couldn't hire a disabled actor? So many disabled actors out there that you couldn't get one of them.
And Bryan Cranston's like, I did disable myself. I'm a method actor. I mean, the downside is that I can't walk no more. But I'm very authentic right now.
They have his son from Breaking Bad do it. I'm billionaire dad.
Well, he can walk. That's how he just can't talk. You know,
I like that guy, but like he's a DJ and shit. Like in real life, like he's a cool dude. But his voice just cracks me up, though.
All right, there's one movie out there that did not even make the top 5. Didn't even make the top 10. Nope. And that's when I said I got to see this. Know what it is, Martin?
Replicas.
Keanu Reeves. Man, I heard that this is amazing. $2.5 million on a $30 million budget. That is a huge loss. And being number 12, it ain't gonna be around to make that up.
Over 2,000 theaters. One of the worst performing movies or worst opening weekends with a 2,000 theater release.
Yeah. Look for the review coming up on I think on Wednesday, maybe even Tuesday, because I can't wait.
I like looking up the list because was it Box Office Mojo has like look at the list of how many people failed. This movie made less money than From Justin to Kelly did back in 2003. I like finding those comparisons because that shit makes me laugh. Think about Justin Guarini for the first time in like 10 years, and think about Kelly Clarkson. Their movie made more money than this in its opening.
He's the sweet one.
Oh, that's right. He's the sweet one from the Dr. Pepper commercial.
Oh, that's him.
That's
little
him. Sweet.
Little sweet.
Little sweet.
Sweet's like another bastard. I fucking love that commercial. I have to admit.
What are you gonna say?
I'm surprised that it has that budget because it filmed 3 years ago in Puerto Rico.
Oh, filmed 3 years
was,
in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, because there was funds. Come up here and say. Speak into the mic, real quick. This is so we're talking about replicas, and this, apparently this is because somebody told me Chris Herman was telling me like it was filmed 2 years ago, yeah. Set on the shelf. What are you saying about this?
No, it was filmed around 3 years ago in Puerto Rico. It's been pre-production for a long time. I'm surprised they even has that budget. To my knowledge, the budget got shrunken down because it took benefits of a lot of handouts that the government does to film movies there. But it just sat there, and production was a nightmare, apparently. There's a couple of Puerto Rican artists that I know that work on that movie. I'm like, oh, I want to see your work. But I saw a trailer, and I'm like, oh.
Well, post-production is a nightmare, too. Cause that shit ain't done.
Serpico! Yeah, we're going to grow your hair back out, man.
I have to this point, apparently.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I think that's it, man. So look for that review coming up soon. And let me see. That is it. Box office. Come on. Yes, you are. All right. Got a quick video email from Devontae Brown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Devontae. And look, guys, I like that format of sending emails and questions in on video. So if you have a question, don't be afraid to send your pretty face over in a short video with something to ask us. And this is Devontae Brown. Let's see what Devontae Brown wants.
I got a question for y'all. One, where that True Detective talk? It's premiering tonight. Come on, Corey. I know you got to do better than that.
Man, this shit ain't on yet.
Yeah, Corey, how come we not talk about a show we haven't seen?
Yeah, how come y'all ain't gone to the future yet and watch this shit? Come on, man. You got to give us some time.
We don't have cancer. We don't have a Make-A-Wish. We
might make this something to talk about on Tuesday, and I want to be careful because I don't want to step on the TV, guys, because I'm going to talk about it too. But it is something that's probably best to be talked about sooner than later. So we'll probably talk about it on Tuesday. I know everybody's looking forward to this. Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala.
I really like him, and so I really want to see what this season is going to be like after that. I hated what they did with that last season. I didn't even bother to watch anymore.
Yeah, everybody, it's universally unliked.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even follow True Detective anymore. I just gave up and just said I don't get it. I think other people are loving this, but I don't.
No, they were not.
Okay.
And I stuck around to the end. And toward the end, some of it got good, and it looked like, you know what, this might turn around. Because a lot of the Vince Vaughn stuff was good. But then when it finally ended, it was just kind of like, yeah, that wasn't worth it.
Sorry to hear that. Let's continue with this question.
Two, that Punisher Season 2 trailer, come on. Came out a couple of days ago. You got to talk about that. You, Martin, Corey, come on. All right. Love y'all. Peace.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either he was addressing me or forgot that other Corey left.
Maybe he thought you were playing the video.
I don't know. That was a weird way to put it. Yeah. You, Martin, Corey.
There's that Punisher trailer is out. Maybe we should have talked about that. But again, I didn't want to step on the TV guys, man, with that. Did Game of Thrones just drop?
Well, it doesn't show anything.
Okay, it doesn't show anything. That's what I thought. I'm going to tell you, and I got to find a way to do it because there's some things that we're going to talk about just because people want to hear us talk about it. Game of Thrones is something I think we got to talk about when it comes out. And, I got to just be careful how I step on what's in the box because a lot of television is their thing. I am starting to get into Netflix movies, though.
Oh, yeah?
I'm dying to see that because they've been telling me about this one movie called You.
It's a series, I think.
Is it a series?
Yeah, yeah. And I was saying how it looks like 50 Shades of Grey if Christian Grey wasn't rich.
And crazy?
Well, he's crazy.
Oh, is he? Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, both of them are crazy. It's just that if he wasn't rich, it's him just going overboard.
Okay. Now you got my interest right there. Yeah, I might go in there and watch that. But the movies I'm getting into, because they're putting out some interesting things. Bird Box, we talked about.
Yeah.
There's this crazy movie coming out from the guy that did Nightcrawler. It's called Violet Chainsaw, Buzzsaw, Violet Buzzsaw.
Yeah,
Velvet Buzzsaw.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. I didn't know that's coming to Netflix, huh?
Yeah, and it looks, I watched it. It looks insane.
You saw it?
No, I watched the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Trailer is insane.
Okay.
I can't wait to see this movie. I could be a disappointment because I say, man, if the movie is as crazy as this trailer, I don't even know if I can take this shit.
Oh.
Okay. It's about killer paintings.
Oh, right. Right, yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
Killer art.
Where the artist used his blood, and now it's influencing other people to kill. And it's one of these things where the premise sounds so crazy, but apparently it's so well made that people are loving it.
No, the artwork actually kills. The paintings and sculptures kill.
They come off the
canvas. Yeah, they grab people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Harry Potter world.
Except. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Right.
I
saw the thumbnail. I was like, what's Ian doing there?
He got glasses.
I was like, he looked like Ian. I'm not going
to
watch
this. Yeah, no, I'm dying to see that. So we'll be getting to more Netflix movies, too. The Bird Box review did well for us. I think they flagged it and cut our ads on it. They limited our ads because I think I showed that baby ran into that wall.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah,
hilarious and worth it, but that'll do it.
Yeah. We got some good money from it before it got cut, but yeah, I need to learn. Yeah, okay, don't show babies running the walls. Okay,
that shit was fucking funny though.
Wait, how is showing a baby running into a wall worse than running your baby into a wall?
They just don't want to see a baby running into anything. Yeah. They don't want to see anything because it's looked at. I guess it's looked. I don't think it was that bad, but they look at it as kind of
child abuse.
Like showing harm to children.
Okay,
that's so. Fucking America's Funniest Videos. Like,
yeah,
that was,
exactly.
That's like the whole premise of that show.
Don't even get me started on YouTube.
I thought,
man,
the premise of that show was dads getting hit in the nuts.
That's the other premise. It's the kid
kid was all right. I don't think the video got pulled. And we put it up there, and this is the fucking problem with YouTube, man. There's a lot of people get paid from YouTube, and they still are saying, look, I'm sick of this. I don't get it. Yep. They're so inconsistent. Because that's how I saw it. You said it perfectly. Mm. America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's why we got flagged for it. But somebody, they get a different group of people who have all different tastes, and they decide to like flag something where somebody else may look at something and be like, yeah, I don't see any problem with this. I'm sick of this shit, man.
Yeah. I have a question though. You look at the YouTube a little closer. Have we gotten demonetized because we didn't like a movie? Because that apparently has been happening to somebody who's in town who does movie reviews. Angry Joe. He was saying that he said something bad about Lion Gate movies, and so they manually removed his monetization from that.
They can't do that. They can't do that for him having an opinion, but YouTube is so crazy. Who knows?
Right.
They can't do that for him having an opinion. Now, what he can get flagged for is he's showing just a little bit of clips or something.
Well, that would usually be flagged by being automated, right? When it'll detect the clips usually by itself. But this one was usually RSA detected, whatever. Mm-hmm. But his was like manual review, and then he challenges it. Takes another 30 days, but he's not getting any revenue in the meantime. Mm.
Yeah, it's rough, man, because they still don't have a solid guideline on how they're taking stuff down. I have to argue, or I have to challenge stuff almost every week now, every other week, because some company sees that some clips went up. I have to send something back saying that these clips are approved to show, you know, they're used for the purpose of a promotion. Yeah. And
YouTube hasn't got me yet. I have my methods.
They did get you on something.
They did?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know, but it's been on your video.
Motherfucker. I usually check, but...
It wasn't the box has gotten some, so yeah, man.
They got me a couple times. Usually, anyway, point being.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
They should have got me a lot more. Let's put it that way.
All right, everybody. We're out of here. Let me see. That is it. Thank you so much. If we missed some of your emails, we're sorry, but we went through a lot of stuff today, and we are going to go. But we'll catch up with you later. So remember to subscribe. Keep these things going. Also, the anniversary is coming up in August. We're going to go on a cruise, so get your packages now. We are going to be in Toronto. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen, so get ready for that. I'll be putting up tickets for that pretty soon. And what else? Am I forgetting anything?
Orlando.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Tell people about Orlando.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be in Orlando, February 28th through the 4th. So we're getting there early on the 28th, it looks like. And yeah, so I guess Friday might be a – I don't know if it's a free day or if we have plans with our people. But if you're at Playlist Live, which if you're a 13-year-old girl watching this, you probably would be. But yeah, come
but don't
see
come
us.
Around us because we ain't going to jail over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we ain't going to jail, but like that's the only people that go to that event. But we'll be there. We'll be there hanging out and doing stuff. I don't know if we're going to do anything after at any time because usually that's really hard for us to do. But
I mean, we did it last time. We could probably do some kind of get together.
Yeah, we'll fix something up for you guys.
Yeah. What night do y'all go ride roller coasters?
That's usually Sunday. That didn't happen last time, though.
It didn't?
Mm-mm. Well, what they did was they took us – we went to –
the Disney – Downtown Disney, essentially.
Oh,
last yeah, we went to Downtown Disney. They had a like a something like a Punch Bowl Social, where it's a big bar that has like games and stuff in uh-huh. there, and they put out a big buffet for us, and we got to play some games and stuff. So, who knows? Who knows what'll happen? I mean, it depends on how much money they get that year. Who feels like being nice?
Okay,
because the year before that, we went to Universal Studios, and they had the whole park open for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that so. Shit was
every time we go to Universal, you go on your own. Otherwise, you eat these chicken wings.
Yeah.
Hey, that said, those chicken wings were damn good, though. It was all you could eat and all you could bowl, all you could, you know.
I think we had like two or three drinks that we could get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun, man. It's a lot of fun. We have a Eric, Broadband TV is looking out for us, man. Mm-hmm. Looking out for us. So. All right, that is it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, girl. Just. Do you just like
she materializes.
Materializes in here? Yeah, just teleports up in here.
She apparates.
Yeah, good to see you. She performed surgery on my man. I'm not gonna go into details, but
on Jeremiah.
On Jeremiah, yeah. Yeah, she was playing operation with his ass. And she pulled out his Charlie horse.
Bread basket.
Yeah. Put his nose light up. That's not it.
Dick turn right. I don't know what you touch, but I'm alive. Oh, thank you for your review there, Jake. Jake will be back this week. Be coming back. I'm sure we'll be having sitting in on some more stuff. Let's see here. Replicas, yeah. Yeah, I was confused today. I was like, shit, the dog movies are... Keanu Reeves, which is sort of a dog movie and stuff. but yeah, we'll see that this week. Thank you very much. Carlos.
Yes, thank you.
Carlos got that jacket on, man.
Carlito's way. Yeah,
all he needs is a denim one underneath it. Yeah.
he's got enough room for about two of them. He's about to sink into that jacket. He's like a turtle going back into a shell.
It is swallowing the hole.
Yeah, it is, man. It is.
It's made from anaconda.
Corinthian leather.
All right, y'all. We'll see you later. But remember, you can email us anytime. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. Email us with any questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Want to be part of the show? Too late. We're done. We're out of here, but we'll be back with more shows. So in that email, put your phone number, put your Skype contact, and then press enter. Hallelujah! Up in your home, bringing the fear to you, the holiest world of the house calls. On the Instagram, type in _toasted. On Twitter, type in _toasted. On Facebook, type in _toasted. But if you want some private time with me, type in corey.coleman.5. I'm too busy out there bringing the spirit to people. Mr. Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And hey, if you're on Facebook, then you should join the group, The Children of the Toast, where you will no longer find Mr. Samuels.
Wait, I'm in there.
But you say you're off Facebook.
Oh, I'm still there, Children of the Toast. But you know what? Whatever have you. But you can find me, Sammy Gonzalez DT, on Facebook. The Mexcellence on all other forms of social media. This week, Sammy Ain't Seen Shit. M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable. So,
oh, my God.
Back to you, Corey.
No, back to the people here in the world-famous Up in the Studios now with two stink-ass couches. All you got to do is email us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Why? Because you know you're going to be visiting Austin. You got a lot of events coming up. Y'all going to get here and never leave. And that's fine, but we hope that you do at least one time come down here to the World Famous Double Studios. Check us out. Send us some details. Send back some details. We're going to coordinate with each other, and that way we can accommodate you. All right, everybody, that is it. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to or you are watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.